Well, even though PSINet tried to fuck us and shut everything down, even though everyone's trying to stop us, even though the FCC is knocking on the door, it's the Rant Radio 26 fucking hour marathon where we can see how many curse words we can say in just over one day. It's going to be a good time. Stick around. Lots more coming.
Wake up!
The What the Hell Show is not supported by Money Back Guarantee since you didn't pay anything for it. Similarities between our jokes and other people's jokes is purely because we ripped them off. Originality of product is not guaranteed. Contents of our brains may have settled during the time between the last show and this one. Vulgar language and lewd conduct is strongly encouraged. Callers and participants in the What the Hell Show may be subject to ridicule and juvenile name-calling by the members of our esteemed panel or random layabouts we picked up off the street. Music played on the show may be not of prurient interest to anyone, and you may be inclined to run to the toilet. At this point, do not induce vomiting. Quickly run around in circles until you pass out. By the time you regain consciousness, the song will be over.
Worse than...
Do not operate heavy machinery while thinking about the show, let alone listening to it.
All right, we are back. Can you believe that interview? I think Dak is reeling from it right now.
Especially since I just told him about the fact that that Al there also advocates the wearing
female circumcision,
which now it's removing.
I want to be perfectly clear about something. I have always mentioned, and I have always been completely honest in the fact that I am a cultural bigot. In the fact that I say, when you come to my country, I expect you to basically adapt and basically become part of my culture. Now, I'm not saying that you have to give up all of your culture. I'm saying that I'm Irish. I still celebrate, I still hold a lot of Irish traditions. But I don't expect my Irish traditions to basically interfere with the majority of the population of this country.
Now, Keep it to yourself.
Now, that is a small, and in some way, a small-minded attitude. And I don't care. I have always been unrepentantly honest about the way I am.
Yeah.
However, I will say that the one thing that I do disagree with, slavery, female mutilation, especially in the form of female circumcision, and certain other acts that basically we're talking about over in some other countries. There's something in New Guinea where I won't really get into.
Nasty things.
These are the few acts which I would have no fucking problem supporting a war with, in which basically everybody in this country had the choice of changing or dying. Now, this is not just me saying kill them all. This is me literally saying I would be in the front lines with a gun shooting somebody who fucking did this. Okay? I'm sorry. There are certain things that we overlook.
It comes down for me to a difference between civilization and barbarism.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It's not even a fine line.
A civilization can be judged on how well it treats its women.
Yes.
If they're treating them in such a barbaric way as to induce female circumcision, then I don't think they deserve to be on my planet.
I think we should describe what female circumcision is to some of our listeners who don't know what it is.
Mm. Yep.
In these Arab countries, this is not a doctor. This is a man in the village, usually a barber, or in some cases a mullah. A mullah basically means an Arab priest.
Uh-huh.
Will come into the house. The other women of the home will basically hold the little girl down. Her legs will be spread completely wide.
Oh, I know where this is going.
And with a knife, which usually is not boiled or sterilized, will remove the clitoris.
That's got to sting.
From the woman without any anesthesia. She will then be wrapped vaguely with some old, basically some other towels or blankets from the house, and she has passed into womanhood. Go on.
Here's the phone. Hi, you're on the What the Hell 26 hour marathon. Who is this?
Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Hi, Lieutenant Major Zombie.
What do you have to say?
Actually, I'm still up, and about the interview thing, I was kind of like thinking about it. Like, if you had safe sex, would that be still like jerking off or something?
According to them and the Catholic Church, safe sex is a sin.
Yeah.
According to the Catholic Church, safe sex is a sin because you're wearing a condom.
You're not allowed to wear a condom. Every sperm is sacred.
Every sacred. I mean, okay, well, like, my mom's a nurse and all that. I told you that a long time ago.
Yeah.
like, every time you go to the bathroom, some sperms do come out.
Yeah, that's what that guy was saying.
That's what the guy's saying. That's because you've masturbated.
All the time.
Oh, wait a second. What about those poor, unfortunate? The thing you didn't touch this. Well, what about those poor people who basically have what's called night admissions? Did he hang up on us?
What the heck happened?
I don't know what that was. Oh, it's somebody downstairs.
Talk to you later, Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Bye, Zombie.
Is that him?
Oh, wait. Hello? Hello? Somebody downstairs, speak up, please. Oops, I had you on the wrong one. Anyway. Kill them if we don't know them, Sean. I let whoever stop. It's probably our friends from Mexico forgetting something.
Either that or
it's the pizza guy.
The pizza guy, or it's basically the FAC here to shut us down.
Yep. FAC. Isn't that the firearms control?
Sam, we're getting money from you.
Sam, right now?
Yes.
Okay. I have to go get money for my bedroom.
But, Sonia, getting back to the female circumcision, we're talking about people who do this.
Now, in some of the Muslim countries where they have
Egypt,
a little bit more modern technology,
Egypt is
it is actually done in a hospital and with some anesthesia. But in the poorer villages, like, say, in India and some other Asiatic countries,
Middle Eastern countries,
it's frequently done by, you know, somebody in the village, and there's no anesthesia, and it's like a traumatic experience, and it basically kills any desire the
woman
girl would ever have for having any kind of sexual contact.
Because, you know, as a woman, they're not real people, so they're not supposed to really feel desire. I'm sorry, if you don't support me in the crusade to basically make this beyond illegal. Beyond illegal. Hello, hang on
right.
a second.
We
have
our very own Pizza Jesus has showed up. You may lay your pizzas there, Jesus. Lovely, lovely. Okay, now first we gotta pay this guy. We got the cash.
I've got some money.
You got some money?
Here's five.
There's five? Okay, and what's our total here?
I have no idea. $39.87. You need more money?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not eating $10 in pizza, but here's $10.
Yeah, that's it. So, okay, here's your cash. There's like fucking $45 there. Okay, so now what's your first name?
Ernie.
Ernie. Ernie the Pizza Jesus. Ernie Pizza Jesus. What is the meaning of life?
Happiness.
Happiness. Okay.
Very cool answer.
Happiness
there you go.
Is the meaning of life from Ernie the Pizza Jesus. Right on, Ernie.
Now everyone knows.
Now you rock. Okay, man. So that's it.
Okay.
Right, go back to work, baby.
Thanks. Well, maybe you see him out the door, Sean.
Yeah, I will.
Well, hell, we can go home now. We know the meaning of
life. Exactly.
Well, yeah, we're done, right? It's over.
You know, I was getting so worked up and so angry over basically female circumcision, and then Ernie Pizza Jesus came in and lighting my day with basically the meaning of life, which is happiness. I mean, I'm sorry.
You can't argue with that.
You can't argue with it. How the fuck
do
you
knew that an internet down, radio show could give you so much?
Exactly. Write it down. I mean, you're going to forget it. It's so fucking simple.
You will forget
What is
it.
The meaning of life?
It's one of those things that slip your mind because it is that simple. It's so obvious.
The simple things are often the
most
hardest to grasp.
That's right. Okay.
You better play something because we got to organize this shit.
Organize it. Well, yeah, okay, I'll play something, but I got to ask some people out there. Okay, I'm really, like, really depressed right now.
Why?
Because I forgot to press record. I swear I pressed record on the VCR.
So we lost
the first two and a half
hours.
2.5 hours of the show. If anybody out there recorded the first 2.5 hours, please, please tell me. I already asked in the IRC, but please.
Sam, No. Okay, we gotta understand.
No, I understand.
Sam has a problem.
I'm actually
Sam is
feeling
damaged.
I'm actually feeling sorry for him because I know how he feels about this stuff,
yeah,
and I would be
as a gargoyle.
This is the first one I missed.
The guy.
Now, let's just ask a question here. If you could turn your life into the Truman Show, would you?
Oh yeah, no. The guy documents fucking everything. Okay.
No, just the show. Just important stuff.
Sam. Here's a question. Seriously.
Yes.
Have you ever taped yourself having sex?
Shut up. It's with somebody else, not just myself.
I know. I'm not asking you who you had it with. I'm just saying, have you ever done this?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Now, there's a rant radio tape we could sell.
Nope.
But that's about all we're going to go with that one. No,
one more question. One more question.
We'll get into truth or dare.
One more question. Did she know?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that unknowingly because I mean you got to zoom in and stuff, right?
Yeah.
If you don't know you're not taping it, you can't do anything
I listen to Sam Kinison on that shit, man. Sam Kinison used to say that, you know, a lot of people think it's a great idea to videotape yourself having sex because when you're having sex, you're like,
actually, I can tell you the truth. I can tell you the truth that no, it isn't. Because, no, I never take myself having sex because I know how I look. Even when I was in shape, I didn't want to see my ass moving around. Let's just say that. Leave it at that image, okay?
Yeah, but Uncle Dak, you're our own personal Ron Jeremy. You've even got the physique down.
I used to have the mustache, too. That's the scary part.
Yep. Radio's Ron Jeremy.
There's somebody I'd love to fucking interview.
He's been interviewed to death.
Yeah. But wouldn't you love to interview Ron Jeremy?
I really know he's a fucking porn star. What did you think when she was sucking your dick?
No, I'm sorry.
If you got the right question.
Anybody out there has any contacts in the porn industry, you're probably, I mean, we got some new listeners, and you have a chance to ask Ron Jeremy to call us. Please do. I would kill to interview this guy.
Nardwar interviewed him. He's a Vancouver guy.
Yep.
It was a great interview. It was really interesting.
If you have a chance to basically do it, I'd just love to do a 15-minute spot with him. Ron Jeremy kicks ass.
His whole thing is if he can get laid, he portrays the thing that anyone can get laid because he's a big fat slob on the screen, right?
I'm sorry.
He's ugly. And it's like something positive. Ron Jeremy here.
Exactly.
Yeah. Ron is fucking. Ron Jeremy says the meaning of life is get more pussy.
I'm sorry. Did you ever actually? I've seen Ron Jeremy interviewed on the Mike Bullard show.
Oh,
a couple
great.
Of other things. He kills me every time.
Great
I
sense
hear
of humor.
Guy.
You'd have to, right?
Yeah, he is. He's hysterical. Not only that, this guy's basically been in the most screwed up industry that's possibly on this planet.
No, I think it's probably the most honest industry that's on this planet.
Pretty actually, open.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty honest. We want you to suck this guy's cock. You know, rather than the movie industry where they don't tell you it, but that's
exactly.
What they want you to do anyway. You know, so I suppose.
Anyhow, getting back to the point of never tape yourself.
Never.
Never tape yourself.
Would you say it's a bad idea?
Not unless you have starting a cottage industry.
Have you ever done it?
The internet or something.
My brother.
Lines.
Tapes.
Lines across. There you go.
I had a work this night. I had a work this night, and there were two shows I wanted to fucking see. So I asked my brother if he could tape one. Well, I tape something. He said, no problem. So my brother basically taped something for me. I don't get a chance to see him. A couple weeks go by. He basically says, I got that tape for you. I said, cool. Thank you. Oh, you're a god. Gives me the tape. It's not rewound. It's like halfway through. And I'm like, okay, where the fuck is this? Okay. So I hit rewind. Start going, no, bad TV. Oh, fuck, baseball. Wait a second, it's been cut off halfway through. You fucking asshole, you recorded it. Oh, Jesus, that's my brother and sister-in-law. It would have been bad if they were just having sex.
But
there was a stock involved and a paddle.
No way.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
I leapt across the room, hit stop, threw the tape in the corner, and basically about 2 weeks later, my sister-in-law goes, did you basically get the show you wanted? I'm like, yeah.
It's really good.
Tiki and the handyman.
No, they did. They never knew. Travis found out later. He was like, if Carla finds out, I'm dead. I'm like, I used the wrong tape. I'm like, I figured that. Don't ever fucking talk to me again.
I will not ask you to tape anything ever again.
I have just spent a lot of money on hypnotherapy. I saw a great TV show. It was better than Cats. Yes. I will see it again and again. It's like, holy fuck, Batman. You know what I mean? You know, just the thought of somebody. Like, it's when we went to that Raelian. You know that Raelian thing?
Yep.
Oh, did you hear the latest?
I seem to remember that.
No.
He wants to clone.
Who?
Basically, Rail. You're talking about that guy. The
French race car driver fucker?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. He's now basically, I saw him on, he managed to actually make, what the hell is hard copy?
No way.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
think
hard
about
copy
it.
Tabloid television.
Yeah, because apparently, no shit, They now want to clone their own super race.
Oh, well, that's cool because they got that swastika and the Jewish star thing. That was their idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And they're going to clone their own super race.
Yes.
I've heard that somewhere. Where have I heard that?
I saw it on hard copy, dude.
No, I've heard it's somebody else trying that.
Oh, yeah.
Could it be the Wannsee Conference or something?
I think so. I think there was a eugenics thing involved there.
Yeah.
The guy with the mustache.
We'll do it right this time.
You know, it's a kinder, gentler Nazi.
Yeah, I remember.
A new world order.
A new world order.
They're going to genetically clone a super race. Well, where are they going to get the genetic material from?
You drop me in a fucking arena and leather tether me to Mr. Super Race Boy. And you put one sharpened stick in that arena. And we'll see who's the fucking super race. Because while he's going for that stick, I'm going to choke that fucker to death with that leather tether.
Fuck that. I will leap down his throat and bite his fucking larynx
off. Oh, yeah. He won't be super rare race after we're done with him. Fuck that.
Or just take one huffed up mother out of Compton and tell him you're going to give him a lifetime pass on everything and like a couple million.
And all he has, to do is kill a honky.
I'd say fuck that. You walk into Compton and say, excuse me, anybody hate white people here? Well, there's a guy who's creating a super race and he thinks they're awesome. Can I please have the largest, meanest black motherfucker?
By the way,
show up over
ready
here?
For this? Blonde hair, blue eyes.
Oh, imagine my fucking surprise.
It's the only way to go.
You said he was French, right? Gee.
No. He's French-Canadian.
French-Canadian. Yeah. Well, what do you know? Basically, I guess some of the Vichy managed to make it over here.
Yeah, I don't know where his fucking damage is. I would
hazard a guess that it's at the genetic level.
I was just going to say between the two ears, but, hey, I'll go with Brian's answer on that.
This guy's got, like, you know, too many fucking X and Y chromosomes.
Oh, yeah, there's an extra one
just
in there somewhere.
Let's bring our listeners up to speed. The Raelians, okay, here's the gist. This guy, Real, okay, some dude. He's a race car driver.
The man they call Real.
Just a side note. Why is it all these people who have these ideas of utopia and the perfect world and they're going to create the perfect race and shit like that are people who would never fucking be part of one of those sort of utopian societies or whatever
usually how it is
blathering on?
Because they're nuts. It's kind of like... It's kind of like...
Hitting the nail on the head, Sean Kennedy, the fucking man.
It's like, why did I create cult? Did I want millions of followers? Well, yes, of course I did. I wanted to be stroking up the ass. But gradually, this turned into something where I'm just a fucking guy now. And cult is growing, and people are communicating, and it's fucking wicked.
And you're just first among equals.
Yeah.
Everybody's equal.
I mean, we screw around a lot with the cult leader, and people are all, hail the leader, and all that kind of shit. And yeah, I'm organizing a lot of stuff. So technically, yeah, maybe I'm like... sort of a leader type guy.
Starter.
You don't tell people what to do.
You know, I think that's just what he said right after basically somebody passed him a beer at that meeting.
No. Please. Can we get some...
There's a slight difference here.
We'll all be organized.
Oh, good old Adolf said...
and paper towels.
You would think what I tell you to think.
On top of the fridge.
We try and tell people here to think for themselves.
Thanks. Just, yeah, please... Fucking, once again, in case you weren't listening and you missed the point of all of this, all you have to do is just think. Before you do anything, just wonder what the fuck you're doing. Ask yourself. And if it seems like a bad idea, guess what?
Don't
probably
it.
Is.
Yep. We got a treat for our listeners. It's sort of a treat. It's a half treat, but pissed off at this, too. We got the Wired interview that we did with Wired Magazine coming up here. It's 4 minutes of it. All 4 minutes out of 40.
Oh, man.
Because I was at work, and we have recording function on our phones at work. And I went, okay, well, I'll just record the thing. And I looked at it later. It was ready to record on the phone. And all of a sudden, it just cuts off. And I measure it out, and it's exactly 4 minutes. So the limit is four minutes. So we're going to play it for you, the first 4 minutes. I will get the whole thing. They're going to send it to me. But here's the first 4 minutes of our Wired interview. And it was very, very mighty interview. And I can't wait to actually get it on tape. So here it is. Sean Kennedy first, getting all pissed off about Lars Ulrich from Metallica.
It's time for another rant.
Get ready to listen to
John Kennedy,
the cult
leader.
For more info on cult and John Kennedy, email
join at thecult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel.
Well, you knew this one was coming, didn't you? Yeah, it's about Lars Ulrich and Metallica and the big fucking scams they got going on now. They all think they're just the shit. Our kids are treating our music and we don't want them to because it's Napster and Napster's bad. Napster bad! Talk about a load of shit. Holy fuck, man. You know, he's sitting there in his interviews and he's saying that, I don't want you as a Metallica fan. Well, that's handy fucking there, Lars, because you're not going to have any Metallica fans. But this guy, I mean, we're talking about the guy, Mr. I got something to say. I killed your fucking baby today. And he's going to sit there and start talking shit saying he doesn't want people trading underground music. You're not played on the radio, Lars. Your old music, excuse me, wait, I'm wrong. You are played on the radio because you cut your hair, you fucking pussy, and sold out after the I'm gonna spew on your face in my low tour. You suck so hard, man. I could fucking clean the shit out of my toes from your house. You suck so bad. Oh my god, you sold out so heavy. You had the hardcore fucking fans. People were afraid of Metallica fans. They were afraid of them. They're like, oh my god, the guy's walking around and kill them all shirt on. I mean, they were scared of them and shit. Now you're like the fucking Backstreet Boys. Holy fuck, I cannot grasp the stupidity that is fucking Metallica now. They sit there and they just go on and on, after man, after man. And all these other people are jumping on board. Dr. Dre sets up and then he realizes, oh wait, maybe I shouldn't be doing this. This seems like Metallica is getting killed. And even Slim Shady's got the right fucking idea. He's like, I just beat the shit out of him. Well, that's fine. Fuck, I'm with Slim Shady. You don't like what the guy's going to swing by the fucking thing and take a round out of him, alright? Because they're not making any money off of your music, shithead. It's not like they're selling your music. If they were selling your music, making money and not giving you any of it, fucking A, sue their ass off. But they're not. They're just promoting you as an artist, you stupid, greasy fuck. This is what happened when drummers go bad. All right, come on, you dumb fuck. Wake up. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
It's not here yet. Oh, okay. Okay. He's expected shortly. Is it okay if,
yeah, you can give us the call back.
Sure.
When he gets there, that's okay.
That would be terrific.
Sure.
And, I'm very glad to say that this line sounds very good, too, so I think it'll make it for a good
excellent
phone recording. So just give me your direct number, and we'll give you a quick call back.
Sure.
Okay.
Area code. Sorry.
Area code.
And I don't have a direct line, but extension.
Yeah, terrific. And again, we apologize for the delay, but
that's fine.
We'll be ready real soon.
No problem.
Thanks a lot.
No problem, Steve. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Recorded yesterday at 12:33 p.m. The next message is...
for you to call me at the same number?
Sure, that's fine.
About 2 or 3 minutes, I know... he'll be here and we can start the interview.
Okay, no problem.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, Steve. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Recorded yesterday at 12:39 p.m. The next message is...
All right, hold on a second. I'm going to hand... We got two phones here.
Okay.
And I'm going to hand one of them to Bill Lazard. And then basically I've just got a little, you know, Radio Shack tape recorder hooked up to the phone line. And... you know, I transfer it later on to MP3. So, you know, this is
fun. So, and Sean's here too.
Oh, great! Hi, Sean. Let me get Bill on the phone here for you. Hold on. All right.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, I give you permission to bitch about me on the air.
God damn it! That guy's late.
We're on a
assholes at Wired News. No wonder they're just running a news desk at this point.
Yeah, really.
Well, you haven't cut this off yet, so we're still in open mind mode right now.
Oh, good.
And if you're near a computer, we got a webcam. You can see us doing the interview if you want.
Well, we only have one line.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Set it all up for nothing.
Oh. Wow. So, Cable, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
No ADSL?
No.
You're shattering our perception. You know, all Wired reporters look like they just stepped out of William Gibson. You know, you guys got mirror shades on right now. You're practically linked into everything.
No, sorry. We're just a bunch of, like, dope-smoking former English majors.
Like Monty
Bacon.
Pretty much.
Anyway, thank you both for taking time out today to talk to us. I really appreciate it, and I appreciate your waiting for us, or waiting for me, I should say.
No problem.
Now... on the outside of things, what you're doing seems really exciting. It's rebellious. It's, you know, pump up the volume. It's always kind of like, let's take radio back to what it used to be. What is the reality?
The reality is actually pretty close to the same. It's very exciting for us because of the involvement of the listeners. And I think that might be what separates us from a lot of the other radio stations on the internet, that you just tune in and listen, and that's all, that's the extent of your involvement. But with us, we get promos sent to us made by our listeners, and we've got pictures, and they put our, they make graphics for us, and
art, rants, a lot of recordings done, people sending it in, and a lot of young people just generally kind of ticked off with social and economic and governmental conditions, and they feel like they need a voice, and we give them that voice.
This is perhaps a fatuous question, but why do you feel that people are so pissed off?
Ooh, there's a simple question with a complex answer. James, why don't you go first?
Or I could go first.
You can go first.
Wow. Okay. Rant radio, so rant away.
Well, what it is why is everybody so pissed off? That's, if you take a look around in what's been going on with our society, there's, up until recently, could you imagine what would happen if the internet hadn't occurred? Right now we have the wage slave state, which is being implicated by major corporations such as, I won't do any names because you probably won't be able to put them in the interview, but major corporations, they hire people on for minimum wage type. They hype them all up using cult tactics like, you know, you're part of the team, insert catchphrase here, and they lie to young people and old people alike, and everyone winds up with like a McDonald's type position, only instead of flipping burgers, you're flipping code or flipping lumber.
But you still get a name tag.
But you still get your name tag, and gosh darn it, you take one for the team. And that used to sell, but it's not selling anymore. And now most of the X generation is getting older, and we're beginning to realize that we weren't raised, we were distracted for most of our life.
Recorded yesterday at 1:29 p.m. There are no further messages.
Yes.
This beat for the entire 25 hours. Check, 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 check.
All right, we are back. Hope you like that little musical intro.
I was in fucking hell.
Shut up. It was elevator music. From hell. That's what you listen to on the escalator to hell when you're in
from masturbating. Yeah.
Amsterdam.
That's the Amsterdam escalator. That's the music here.
I was personally mystically transported to a shopping mall
By the way, speaking about shopping malls, if you ever
was stuck between the Gap and, like, you know,
if you ever want to see the perfect shopping mall, rent the movie. Buy the movie, steal the movie.
Acquire the movie.
Acquire the movie, Dawn of the Dead.
Oh, yeah.
That is the perfect shopping mall
now,
shopping trip.
It's got everything.
There's an interesting piece of trivia about that movie. And that movie is closely linked with another movie, From Dusk Till Dawn.
Yes.
Now, in the movie From Dusk Till Dawn, there is a guy in that film named Sex Machine.
Yep, played by Tom Savini. Who also did some of the special effects for From Dusk Till Dawn, did some of the special effects for, actually did most of the special effects for Dawn of the Dead, and in that movie Dawn of the Dead, he played the exact same character
with the same name,
Sex Machine.
Sex Machine, which is why when he shows up, he says, I'm Sex Machine. He's wearing the same clothes.
Yep.
Really?
Same getup and everything in Dawn of the Dead as he was
in Dusk Till Dawn. The only thing is in Dusk Till Dawn, he picked up this really unique crotch gun, which I've never seen before. If you check out the film Desperado, you'll see the crotch gun in the guitar case.
That's right.
A little bit of basically movie trivia for those complete nutter geeks who spend way too much time watching the same film over and over and over again.
A lot of movie geek quotes. Like, for example, the movie Soldier. A lot of people don't know that Soldier is actually, if you listen to the DVD, on the audio track, it's actually Blade Runner Part 2.
Yes.
Because in the garbage on the planet, very clearly, you can see a spinner from Blade Runner. And the guy who did the visuals...
You also will see basically junk from almost every science fiction film done for, like, the last 20 years.
Yeah, Event Horizon, a lot of those films were in there. And on his arm, he has the War of the Antilles Moons.
Yep, which is a quote right out of...
Blade Runner. And in the audio track, the guy, the motion director said, and the directors all said, yes, we built this movie to be Blade Runner 2. If Sergeant Todd wound up on Earth, he'd meet Harrison Ford. Yep. Personally, I'd love to see Rutger Hauer and Sergeant Todd go at it, because I think fucking Sergeant Todd would hand Rutger Hauer his ass. That's just fucking me. You know.
Sean, do you realize you just basically reduced yourself to the level of, yeah, well, Spider-Man can beat the Hulk.
We always get in this debate about Jet Li, Jackie Chan, and Bruce Lee.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like arguing about X-Men costumes.
Yep. Yeah, it's about that bad. Fuck, who the hell would do that?
got some more.
A bunch of losers.
Got some more quotes.
We got some more quotes here. What's up?
Says, this is about the last show, last week's show. Good fucking show, man. I think Rant Radio needs to expose more of that bullshit extremist movements that are going on before they get out of hand. Maybe even make them think about what they're doing and what basic rights are infringing upon. I'll gladly aid in assisting finding these fucked up extremists, but I see you're doing well in this department already. Who the fuck is it to say what's normal?
They're not hard to find.
Oh, no.
They don't hide. They want to be known.
And by the way, as much as we appreciate what you just said there, you just said, make them think about what they're doing. Ah, but if they thought about what they were doing, they wouldn't have done it in the first place.
That's
they
right.
can't think. It's not really their fault. You have to pity them.
Well, it was before you
put a bullet between their fucking eyes.
It's like when Sean went off on a rant against this Al guy and was tearing him a new asshole. Everything he said went in one ear and straight out the other.
Because there's nothing in between
to stop it.
No.
A lot of these people have good intentions, though. They think that guy thought he was protecting the world.
I never thought I would actually get a chance to
exactly
say the quote.
Is the road to hell paved with?
Good intentions.
That's
thank
right.
you, Brian. Protect Obama, man. I never thought I'd get a chance to use that.
Very true, but he thinks he's protecting the world from themselves.
Now, bear in mind, we must also bear in mind this. This guy has got every right in the world to say that.
No, he does.
He does.
To think that. To
That's why we put him on the air.
Everyone has a right to think, believe, feel whatever you
want.
And we've
got every right to
shoot him
down.
Shoot
off the opposing view and
absolutely
try and shoot down any efforts he makes in that.
I think that the Nazis should have their own TV show, their own TV station. I think they should. But
and the Satanists.
But
and everyone else,
but
too.
But when they're on their science program explaining how the Holocaust didn't happen, I'd like to see the counterpoint from some of the really angry Jewish older doctor types.
Their show can go on after.
And their show goes on right after saying, this is the clarify the bullshit hour.
No. Hang on a second. Now that, Protect Obama Man.
Or just bookend the program with interviews with the guys who liberated the camps.
Project
the non-Jewish soldiers, you know, from the Americans, the British, whoever, who liberated the camps. And saw what was fucking left there.
Uh-huh.
And still have the fucking scars, mental scars from it.
Or perhaps the cases of teeth.
Projectile Vomit Man, how'd you like to see that on point, counterpoint? Of course, you know Pat Buchanan would host it.
Yeah, and
guess which side he'd be taking.
Yeah, no fucking shit, eh?
I heard something a while back. Apparently there was an American-Japanese unit that fought in Italy and Germany during World War II.
Mm-hmm.
They
just got their Congressional Medals of Valor.
Finally, they got their Congressional Medal of Valor.
Just this year, just like within the last month.
Really?
They ended up liberating one of those camps. And apparently,
one unit?
What, no. This was a division. This was a division, and they ended up liberating one of those camps. Apparently, it took most of the officers to keep the men from killing all of the guards and all of the officers that they found there.
That must have been some really well-trained soldiers, because motherfucker. I'd be going wholesale. I don't have the right. I don't have the right to bayonet this fucker.
No.
I don't. I would find me the first pair of striped pajamas I had, and I'd say, how you doing, buddy? I'm going to give him some fucking bourbon, give him a good meal, my bayonet, and hold this fucking guy down. I say, hey, buddy, let's go to town.
Did you ever see the film? There was this film on PBS where they took just literally some of the camera shots that they had
God.
of the liberation
it's
of the camps.
It's so horrific.
It is beyond. I actually went to the bathroom and threw up. I am...
Wow.
Not to be viewed unless you have a strong stomach.
I have an amazingly strong constitution. I went into the bathroom and threw up because of just, I mean, I knew it existed. This was not a shock. This was not a surprise to me. I have never lived in the dark. I was fortunate enough to be gifted with parents which described and explained the real truth of the world
to me. Oh, talk straight to your kids, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And... I had them explain it in a way that basically a kid could understand, and then basically allowed me to make my own decisions as an adult.
That's the way to do it.
So that's what I said. I was gifted. I was blessed with fucking parents that way. I saw this. I threw up. There was, however, a scene in there which I just loved. They made the fucking people who worked in the camp and the villagers who basically lived nearby who had no idea, quote, this was fucking going on.
Fucking shit.
Yeah. Move the fucking bodies out of the pile to put them into a decent fucking grave.
For those who claim in Germany and other European nations during the war that they had no idea what was going on, bullshit. These guys who worked in these camps were proud of what they did. They took holiday snaps of massacres and shit
showed
like
them
like
to
that.
People.
And at a minimum, historians figure that at least 100,000 people were directly involved in the extermination camps.
That no one was ever fucking tried.
Hi, you're on What the Hell 26-Hour Marathon. Who's this?
Hey, this is Gloom Bunny.
Hey.
Gloom Bunny!
Sweetheart, how you doing?
Drunk?
Drunk? A little bit drunk, eh?
The week.
What?
Working 90 hours a week and drunk.
Oh
no. Where are you, babe? What are you doing?
I'm at, like, my friend Squeak's house.
Where?
Squeak? Where is this? Is this in Texas?
This is in Lufkin, Texas. I'm going to be moving back to Arizona on the 8th, and we have a cable modem.
Oh, good girl.
She'll be on full-time, be able to listen to us anytime you want, then.
Yeah, we've also got a cable phone, and we're going to see if we can hack into the cable system.
We miss you, Gloom Bunny.
We really do.
I miss you guys, too. I, like, talk about you, and everybody's like, you're fucking weird.
She's getting misty about us.
She's getting all misty-eyed.
Did you miss us?
You guys are the only Canadians I like. I hate Canadians. I really hate a Canadian. One day he came up to the window, and he had the nerve.
It's Canada Day, Gloom Bunny.
Well, happy Canada Day, but I...
Well, it's actually over, so...
Huh? Yeah.
It's over.
Canada Day is over.
Oh.
But that's okay.
So, I haven't, have you got email yet?
Yes, I have email.
Email, do you have a pen handy, sweetie?
Yeah, I can write on my foot or something. I'm like, sad.
Okay, write on your foot this, write on your foot this, okay?
Okay.
Join at the cult, spelled with a K, the cult, one word, .org.
Okay, I, like, tried to join that, but I didn't understand it because I was drunk when I looked at the page.
Okay.
Sober up for a couple days.
Hey, sweetie. Huh? You have to join the Cenobite clan in the worst way.
Oh, yeah.
It's waiting for you. All I need is you to fill out just the top ones that have stars. There's, like, 5 questions. You'll want to fill out the whole thing because it's fun, but fill out the top 5 with stars.
Okay.
And I'll set you right up, sweetie. Are you going to come to Burning Man with us in 2001?
You're going to go to Burning Man in New Mexico?
Yes, we are.
I'm going to be there. I was planning on being there anyway.
Oh, where excellent. Are you? Well, you can come by and you can meet us and everything. And guess what? You were seen in a lineup for the Nine Inch Nails concert in Texas.
What now?
You were seen in a lineup for the Nine Inch Nails concert in Texas.
I wasn't there.
You weren't? It must have been a mistaken sighting. Somebody thought they saw you in a lineup.
Because I was working.
Oh, really?
I work 90 hours a week.
What do you do?
I sold tickets in the box office at a movie theater.
Oh, Pat.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I run projectors, and I tell everybody else what to do, and I tell them if they don't do what I'm going to tell them, eat them, and they get really scared.
I'd be scared if you said you were going to eat me, Gloom Bunny.
Huh?
I'd be scared if you'd say you were going to eat me.
Oh, but eating people's not that bad.
I asked that in the questionnaire. I say, what do you think of cannibalism?
Just ask the Donner Party about that.
Donner Party, party of 12. Donner Party, party of 11. Donner Party, party of 10.
So what's been going on in Gloom Bunny's life? Have you got yourself a steady guy yet?
Yeah, but I don't think he brushes his teeth, and he's got, like, more tattoos than anybody I've ever met in my entire life.
So you don't like him?
I'm just using him for sex.
That's fair.
That's a good way to do it.
Mutual, consensual, adult sex.
He's good at one thing, and that's sex.
Is he? Is he really good at that?
Anything else?
I think you should come up here, and I think you should, jump Sumerian. That's what I think you should do.
Okay.
Jump Sumerian, well, he's my type, the whole skinny white guy thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you could definitely rope a dope with that guy. You need to get him all fucked up. You know what I'm saying? You got to get him all fucked up.
I don't even have to get you guys fucked up. I'm like, for some reason, I can talk myself in any Canadian's pants. I dated every Canadian in the state of Arizona. I promise you, there's a reason I don't like Canadians. I hate Canadians, the worst.
Well, considering the fact that we sent you Jim Carrey, you're completely forgiven.
Did we mention we apologize once again for Brian Adams?
Yeah, we're sorry about that. That's we're sorry about the bare naked ladies too.
That was our bad. Sorry.
Sorry. Sorry. We're sorry about that.
And Celine Dion.
And yeah, we're sorry about her too.
Oh God, are we sorry?
You guys have this humongous plethora of water, and yet you're like bitch slapping everybody around, and you're not letting us have any.
No water for you.
What's that? We've got that, huh? Way I wrote www.rantradio.com on over $1 million. I'm dead serious.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a lot of writing.
You've been stamping. Oh, Gloomy, we love you, baby.
Yeah,
you
we
know?
Do.
We really do. We miss you. We miss you. Ever since that first time you called in, and I mercilessly, just hacked the shit out of you, I've never gained so much respect for someone, You're just the best. I'm looking so forward to meeting you at Burning Man.
But I'm a card-carrying member of NAFA. Come on. National Association to Advocate Fat Acceptance in America.
Really?
National Association for Fag Acceptance in America?
Fat people, not fags.
Sorry.
I mean, I may have sex with women, but that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean anything.
Oh, God, have you got to join the Cenobite clan. You're the queen of the fucking Cenobite clan. How old are you now, Gloomy?
I'm 19.
You're 19? Oh, two more years.
Huh?
Two more years.
Until what?
Until you're legal.
I'm legal in Canada right now.
Yes, pretty much everywhere
but
in Canada.
You're in Texas.
Yeah, so that doesn't mean I can't move to Canada, even though I hate Canadians and all.
You could hate fuck the Canadians. You ever get a good hate fuck going on?
I hate fuck everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing beats a good hate fuck, where you grab the guy by the hair and you're just, fuck,
I work. I mean, seriously, I'm, so mean to them. I'm like, I hate you. And they're like, I love you, Cindy. You're so funny. I'm like, no, I hate you. And they're like,
did you slap them?
If I wasn't on the clock, I would strangle you with my bow tie. And they're like, you're so silly.
You should hate fuck all these people.
Huh?
You should hate fuck all of these people.
Yes, but some of them are gay and a lot of them are underage.
Well, I don't think that matters to you, really.
Well, it makes a difference. I am the pimp of the theater.
Are you? You're the theater pimp?
Yeah, so I'm pimping on the janitor and, a bunch of the other guys, so.
What are you doing? You're setting them up with chicks or what?
Oh.
Oh, you're fucking them.
No.
Well, what are you doing?
More like hitting them in the head with my boobs.
What did she say?
Hitting them in the head with her boobs.
Yes, you've got pictures of me hitting Nikki in the head with my boobs.
Very true.
I tried to have sex with Nikki, but we kept getting too drunk.
Fuck, I hate that. I'm too drunk to fuck.
You have to get to that point where you're drunk enough to do it.
I ask you a question?
Huh?
I always wondered this. Why is it that when women fuck, you guys are moaning and moving like hell, but there's nothing going in. How exactly is it that two women fuck, quote unquote?
Basically, it's oral sex. A lot of it. And hands and everything else. It's just crazy.
Is it good?
Yeah, I like it or else I wouldn't do it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I don't like it.
So what do you like better, guys or chicks?
Ooh, that's a hard decision.
Really?
It depends on who the person is.
Depends on who the person is. So if you would, like, have you had sex with more than one person at one time?
Yes.
Yeah? What's your top number? Have you had two, three people?
I'm not going to say anything.
Come on, you just said that you were fucking bisexual. You're already, everybody knows you're a fucking crazy person. I mean, this is a token of respect. I just want to know.
I don't know.
Oh.
I drink a lot. Leave me alone.
You rock. Oh, God, have you got to come up here and talk to Sumerian?
Shut up. I'm going to be, like, I wanted to go to, my friend Nick wants to go to Seattle for New Year's, and I want to go to Canada, so we might go to Canada.
You can drop up.
Yeah.
You can stay at Sims.
You're all
great.
Fucking drunk.
We want to see you, we want to see you,
right
glue buddy.
Right above Seattle somewhere.
Yeah, it's like 3 hours, is it?
About 3 hour tour. A 3 hour tour.
Can my friend Nick and I come party with you for New
Year's? Yes, you can.
Is Nick,
sure.
Is Nick male or female?
Male.
Is he the heavily tattooed guy who doesn't brush his teeth?
No, ew, God, no, that's Tony. Tony sucks. I don't like Tony.
Who's Nick again?
He's my friend. He's my roommate.
Are you fucking Nick?
Hell no.
Why not?
Nick's like my brother.
Well, why not?
Because I may be from Texas, but Alabama's where they have all that incest.
Oh, he is your brother.
No, he's not. He's almost my brother.
Oh, almost. Okay.
Like your brother.
Then I'm totally unattracted to him.
That would do it.
he's like, apparently he's really attractive, but I'm just not attracted. I mean, he's not attracted to me either, so.
Oh, I can't see why.
Hey.
No, I'm being honest. Nothing is sexier than a woman who will do anything. And Glue Money strikes me as the kind of woman who'd do anything.
Actually, that's true. I was basically...
There's something sexy in that.
Yes, I was insane for basically... What was her name? Elizabeth King.
I do.
I'll repeat that again.
There is one thing I will not do.
What's that?
Anything involving my ass.
Your what?
Her ass.
Ass. No anal sex. Exit only.
Well, that's fair, because actually that's apparently really bad for
you. Hi, Dad. Huh?
Apparently, that's very bad for you.
You just broke Inky's heart, but...
Sorry, I just have an issue with that, because, like, if you have enough anal sex, your colon will be pulled out of your ass, and, like, it'll look like an elephant trunk, and it's called trunk butt. That is a medical term for it. Trunk.
Actually, I know exactly what you're talking.
Oh, my God.
I saw something, and I never want to see it again.
I have a visual for this that's just unfucking believable. But anyway...
Those big Mexicos coming in here and bothering me.
So,
say hello to the Canadians.
Where are you right now?
Dude, Big Mexico just said hello to you guys.
Big yeah. Mexico?
And Nettie Butter just came in.
Nettie Butter.
Nettie Butter. She's my lesbian lover, right, Nettie? Nettie's actually really skinny, so.
And you like skinny chicks, don't you?
No, I like fat chicks.
Why?
Dude, because, I mean, think about it. Tits, ass, you got everything. Yes, yes. Nettie Butter is an honorary fat chick.
More love.
But Nettie Butter's still skinny.
Nothing personal. I just have never found really skinny women.
Victoria's Secret, like I was holding up a thong, and I was like, dude, this is sucking. $20 for this? And it wouldn't even fit around, like, one nipple. And then, like, Lynette looks over at me and says, hey, fat chicks aren't allowed to touch things. And she, like, hit me, and the girl at the counter, like, freaked out.
So,
okay.
Okay, then. So, what have you had to drink tonight?
Hot damn and some wine. I mean, like, a lot of hot damn.
What is hot damn?
What's hot damn?
100 proof cinnamon tasting stuff that was mixed with Coke.
Oh.
All night.
You're all fucked up, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm pretty fucked up.
What is with drunk women calling us tonight?
If you were drunk and you were a woman, wouldn't you call us?
Oh, yeah.
The other day, and I logged on the computer, and I logged on to your site to show people my tits. And, like, you know what? I saw that you guys were on air, so I was, like, freaked out and, like, passed in and everything. And, you know, I cannot get a connection. I mean, every time I hear you, it's like, all I hear is Sean Kennedy. It sounds like he's constipated. I mean,
that's because it keeps cutting out. I'm sorry, babe. I'm sorry.
You need a better connection.
Yeah, you need a better connection. Once you get your cable modem hooked up, you'll be fine.
Huh?
Once you get your cable modem hooked up, you'll be fine.
Said a couple of weeks. I'll be all good.
Okay, excellent. Well, you'll be able to hear us all the time.
And then, yeah, I'll probably actually have you on all the time.
All the time.
24 hours a day.
I want your solemn word that once you get us playing that you're going to, like, fuck some people to Rant Radio in the background. Like, you'll have Rant Radio playing, and you'll be like,
I've already done that.
Have you? Have you done it during the What the Hell show?
Huh?
Have you?
I was doing it in Seattle. Christ.
Say, hi, I'm Gloom Bunny, and I fuck people to Rant Radio.
Hi, I'm Gloom Bunny, and I fuck people to Rant Radio.
Outstanding. We have a new promo from you, Gloom Bunny. Okay, sweetie, you know we love you. Say what the hell, we're going to hang up on you.
Okay, what the hell?
What the hell?
All right,
that was
a long-time
listener. Gloom Bunny. God, when Gloom Bunny first came on the air, she freaked this group out, and Sean, in the most brutal personal attack.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I was bad.
Ooh.
Another caller.
A regular caller.
Somebody wants Amanda. Somebody wants to fuck him, Gloom Bunny.
Hi, you're on the What the Hell 26-Hour Marathon. Who's this?
Hi, I'm a lady, and I'm drunk.
Hi, lady, who's drunk, who's phoning the normal number.
No, I know, it's Marge.
Oh, hello, Marge.
Hi, Marge.
You got to turn down. You got to turn down your radio. We're getting some feedback here. As if. It's like a 20-second delay. Margie, this is my former roommate. And...
I'm pissed out of my guard.
All right. Pissed chick phones us.
Can I say something about Gloom Bunny?
Oh, don't be mean to Gloom Bunny.
No, I like her. I was just going to say she's my kind of chick, but all I have to say is I've had 16 people in bed. I win.
You win?
16 people in bed.
You've had 16 people in bed with you? Get out of here. Really?
Sisters. Hey, what? I went to Emily Carr. What can I say?
Hey, tell me their first names.
Cece and, no, I can't go that far.
Margie?
You know some of them from
LA. Margie? Marge?
Yes?
Where are you listening from exactly?
Your room, Kev.
I thought so.
I'm in your bedroom. I'm sorry. It was Leanne's fault.
I think you should head home.
Actually, I have sex with Brett right in the background, and I'm doing it in Kevin's bed.
Ew.
Change the sheets before I get home.
Oh, wow. It's a lust.
Man, you guys rock. I miss you. We're thinking of coming over.
All right.
Come on over.
You are the third drunk chick to phone tonight.
Woo, baby.
Isn't that amazing?
How would you get down here if you were going to drop by?
Steve sober.
Okay, good.
So Steve's going to drag your drunk ass down here?
Teetotaler Steve.
I'm coming in full force, baby.
Woohoo! You come, girl.
Margie?
Yeah?
Please say you have blue hair.
Oh, I can put blue hair on.
Do it, girl.
Okay, I'll come with blue hair.
Woohoo!
Hey, we'll see you shortly.
You are a
sex machine.
Say what the hell.
What the fucking hell?
All right. I don't know. Our demographic is actually going towards our target now. Drunk chicks. Drunk chicks is our new demographic.
Drunk chicks who like to fuck 16 people at a time in bed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. How many people are in the IRC? Because I'm sure it's going to light up like a Christmas tree in about 20 seconds.
Huge orgies.
Sorry. Actually, I should probably
I think we should set a goal here. I think we should set a goal of finding enough of those drunk chicks to set up a focus group.
Hi, we're drunk chicks who phone Rant Radio.
Drunk chicks who phone Rant Radio on the next Geraldo.
That's awesome. Excellent. Some more people coming down.
Okay.
We got to get another mic here for this, some of the people in the room.
Marge can come down and tell her lesbian stories to us.
Yeah. I'm sure Steve is probably...
He's probably going to want to hear
her. Yeah, he's probably going to want to hear her.
That's right.
Have I met this girl?
She's fully married.
No, I'm not interested. I'm dating someone, but I'm just wondering if I've met her.
Yeah, she was here.
She's been here a couple times.
Yep. She's a big girl.
Hmm.
No, but she's not a small girl.
No.
You know what I mean? I didn't say she was a fat chick.
I'm not saying I like fat chicks. I'm just saying skinny girls do not attract me. I like Rubenesque women.
Yeah.
By Rubenesque, I mean the painter Ruben. Basically, used to paint these wonderful, full-bodied, full-figured women.
Marge is that way. Marge,
yep.
She dresses
very sexy.
You know, I've always made, yeah, she really does.
That's
totally fair. I think Marge rocks.
Well, she's awesome.
She's
my roommate for like a year.
I always say that like I hate 911 girls.
Yeah.
And to Marge, I would be a 911 girl to Marge. Marge would fucking break. Steve is the man because Marge would like fucking break my back and throw me up against a wall.
Have you ever had mean, angry sex?
Close.
No comment.
Close.
No comment.
Angry,
I broke three pieces of furniture one time in
one
session.
Wow.
Two chairs.
On each side of her or what?
No, two chairs and a table.
Mm. Wow.
Wow. That's brutal. Okay, so, moving right along.
I have scars.
Mental or physical?
Physical and mental.
So Marge is coming down. Kick ass. Are you going to stick around?
Are you taking off?
Or
are you
fucking off? Or what's going on?
You look like you're kind of pacing there.
I'm going to wait till 2.
Wait till 2. Okay. Very cool.
2 it is.
2 it is.
I'll be back.
At 6.
In the morning.
No, I got a breakfast date at 9.
Ooh.
Oh, is this right. Chick or whatever?
Get lucky.
No more microphone. Get that microphone out of my face.
Get that microphone out of my face.
He's blushing. He is actually blushing.
Oh, come on. Come on, leave me. Leave
Big
me.
Deal.
Big deal.
We've done this so much. We've done this so much tonight. Holy shit, we're into drunks, chicks, and anal sex, and trunk butt, and fuck all sorts
Sim,
of
Sim, get somebody to drive to Richmond. Asmodea, do you not have a car to get here?
I'm going to phone from a payphone tomorrow.
Why don't you just get here? Get on the bus.
Get on the
fucking midnight.
No, actually,
well, tomorrow.
Actually, the transit was running until 1 o'clock this morning.
Oh, really?
Because
well, it's too late now.
I know. Transit was running until 1 o'clock this morning.
Because it's Canada Day.
Yes, they have it. They have it.
1 o'clock.
They have extended service.
That's a big problem with me. The transit hours.
Tell me about it.
Bars close at 2.
I think
people are drunk.
Europe, man, Europe is fucking mighty. They party till like 5 in the morning, 6 in the morning.
And the buses only run till 1. So you see a little logistics time problem
there? Which is why
let's encourage people to drink and then drive home because there's no transportation besides expensive cabs.
That's right.
The SkyTrain doesn't even run that late.
Yeah, I know. It's
I can't get home from clubs. I have to drive all the way out to Vancouver to do it.
Yeah.
Tell me about it, Boyle. I can't drive. I can't drive.
Yep.
And I love my favorite pub, my favorite bar is the Blarney Stone, which is downtown Vancouver.
Way downtown,
it takes about an hour and 20 minutes for me to get to my favorite bar.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, it's crazy. I've had to be picked up in the middle of the night because the transit just couldn't quite make it all the way back to my car.
Which means usually because I am, fortunately because I don't have to, you know, like be the designated driver because I can't, I am usually smashed, destroyed, drunk. You've been out with me a couple of times.
Oh, yeah.
Bad. You've never seen me coming home out of the Blarney Stone.
No, I've never really seen you severely fucked up. I've seen you bombed, but not like fucking crippled.
I'm talking with a fucking brogue. I'm hanging on people. I weigh 260 pounds. My friends don't. Okay? My friends are bending. Okay? And I mean bending, I mean in places that God didn't intend.
Yeah, it's pretty
And bad. I'm like, and I am the perfect fucking drunk Irishman. I love you, little son of a bitch. And somebody says boo to us. And I smile as I basically leap to basically punch their lights out.
Yeah,
Super Chang says, Uncle Dak drinks like a fish? Say it ain't so.
Uncle Dak drinks like a fish? Uncle Dak has a fucking IV bottle.
Uncle Drak. I'm so fucked up.
I am tired, okay, guys? I've been up since 8 o'clock this morning, and I've done... Actually, is it time to take another shot of Efferdin?
You can have some if you want.
What would be the legal time? I could.
You're only supposed to take one per day. You drop two with 2 Ginkgo, you're already over the limit.
You're over the limit there.
One pill over the limit, sweet Jesus. One pill over the line.
One pill over the limit, sweet Jesus. When did you take the first one?
Sure. When you did?
About 10:30, 10, something like that.
I'd give you. Well,
you're already over the limit. Like. You've taken 2 for 2 days.
No.
The thing's only 26 hours.
I took some more ginkgo. I'll give you some more ginkgo.
Yeah, give me some more ginkgo.
Ginkgo's harmless. You can fucking mega dose ginkgo and it won't hurt you.
They're all up. Oh, there's the other one. We're going to play some rants right here. This is Sean Kennedy doing rants on medals and another one on psycho-Christians. And you're listening to the What the Hell 26-Hour Marathon. These are all new rants here, by the way. And, we got a lot more rants, a lot more new ones that you may not have heard. Here it is, Sean Kennedy.
It's time for another rant.
Get ready to listen to
Sean Kennedy,
the Cult
Leader.
For more info on Cult and Sean Kennedy, email
join at thecult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel.
You know, you'd think I'd learn, but no. I go, I pick up my newspaper, and I start reading it again. And what do I see on the front page of the fucking paper? Is this guy who apparently was a valiant hero, and that these two pit bulls were barking and snarling in a menacing fashion at these ladies, so he grabbed his trusty extension cord out of the back of his truck, ran over, and beat the pit bulls away with the extension cord, flailing madly like some kind of barbarian. And the pit bulls, the evil creatures that they are, fleed in terror. And now, he's getting a fucking medal for bravery. Okay, granted, I think it's cool you saved a couple of chicks, but you do not deserve a fucking medal. Case in point, let's talk about paramedics for a minute here. Let's talk about firemen. Let's even talk about cops when they're not giving out speeding tickets for bullshit reasons, okay? Let's talk about these fucking people. These people save lives every fucking day. Every day, they're saving lives. Every day. Get up in the morning, save lives, have lunch, save more lives, go home, fucking watch Friends. That's their life, okay? That's what they do every day. They get medals, they even get recognition. No, we fucking spit on him. We puke on him. You fucking asshole. Firemen, you know, we got calendars. These assholes. These guys run into burning fucking buildings that are falling apart to rescue your fucking cat. Like, hello? I'm a fucking fireman. My cat's in the building. Sorry about your luck. SPCA down the block, bitch. That's how it works for me. No. These are better people than I am. Do we give them medals? No. But some asshole takes his fucking extension cord and tries to beat off a couple of dogs. He gets a fucking medal for it. A fucking medal? Are you insane? That's bullshit. If anyone deserves a medal, it's people who save lives every fucking day. Every day they're out there saving lives. Those are the people who get the medals, not some fucking shithead who can cross the street. My name's Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
It's time for another rant.
Get ready to listen to
Sean Kennedy,
the Cult
Leader.
For more info on Cult and Sean Kennedy, email
join at thecult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel.
Yeah, it's me. I'm back, and I'm in your fucking face. You know what's pissing me off? The religious right. I mean, really, who the fuck do you guys think you are? You're always in here pushing your shit on everybody else. Oh, you can't get an abortion. You're killing your fucking baby. Hey, better she kills her baby than kills your sorry ass, you fascist fuck. Because that's what these assholes are. Yeah, the religious right, all right. The far fucking right. How far right do you want to get? Hey, nice mustache. It's a good thing you're carrying that cross. Give me a fucking break. I don't know where these assholes get off. They're trying to control our music. They're trying to control our art, free-form thinking. Fuck the internet. I'm surprised they have labeled Napster satanic. Like, come on. I mean, what? Oh, it's got that little guy with cat and horns. He looks like fucking Satan. I bet you Napster's evil. Shut up. Go get your little fucking drug fix in your own home. They'll start pushing your shit around. Why does this have to happen in this day and age? Why don't you just call people witches and start burning them? I bet you wait for those good old days. It's porn. It's sins of the flesh. Will you give me a fucking break with your archaic bullshit ideas? Come on, wake up. It's the fucking year 2000, okay? We passed it. We've moved on. We don't have time for your Mickey Mouse 2,000-year-old bullshit. Where's your Messiah, shithead? Maybe you should just kind of go along with the idea that it's the idea and not the dogma, okay? Maybe you should consider that a possibility as something that could happen. I don't know. I could be way out on a fucking limb here. Me, personally, I think of myself as a Christian. You see me nailing myself to a cross or some hookers? No. Why? Because I believe in fucking people's freedoms, just like the guy JC did. Okay, you stupid fucks? And if you got a problem with that, you can get me a join at thecult.org. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
Okay, be real nice to him, eh?
Okay.
Okay. This is the hit single section of our album. Good day. Good day. Geddy Lee is here from Rush. Hi, Geddy. I'm Bob McKenzie. This is my brother, Doug.
How's it going, Geddy?
Oh, it's going pretty good. Good day, eh?
Good day. Good day. Thanks for coming down to do our hit.
Well, it's my pleasure, eh?
Did our lawyer call you?
Yeah. I'm, $10 is $10.
I hope you don't mind, but there's a photographer that's going to be taking pictures of us together to prove that you were here doing the record.
In case people don't believe us.
Yeah. How come he's not wearing a toque?
Oh, he's not from the Great White North.
Okay, so if you'd like to put on a toque and some headphones, we can do the hit single now.
Sure.
Okay.
That'd be great.
Do you have the lyric sheet?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I memorized them.
Oh great, beauty.
How okay. How did you do that so fast?
I'm a professional.
Oh.
We'll just sit over here, like, while you're singing, eh?
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Good luck, eh?
Good
okay.
Luck.
Okay.
This is where the DJ talks. Don't say anything.
Okay. Good day and welcome to our single. I'm Bob McKenzie and this is my brother Doug. How's it going, eh? Beauty, eh?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay. Okay, everyone, this record was my idea.
Get out!
It was. You're lying. He was in here just sort of rid on my coattails.
Why are you doing this? It was our idea together, eh?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay.
We agreed to say that, but
on tape.
Singing, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. Okay, so good day. Our topic today is music.
That's right, because my brother and I are now experts in the field.
Yeah,
eh?
Right, because we're a band now.
Yeah.
Well, so, except for him. I'm a band.
Oh, how can you do that, making me look bad? You're such a hose hand.
Yeah, well, take off!
Take off!
Yeah,
what?
Yeah. Listen to this,
what's
coming. You know what it is?
What?
It's a drum solo.
Okay, everyone, like, this is me on the drums,
oh,
eh?
Get out. It is not your
life. It is so.
Stop
I
lying,
will you?
Take off, eh?
Oh.
Take off to the great white love. Take off. It's a beauty way to go. Take off to the great white love. Take off. It's a beauty way to go. Take off.
Beauty, like magic, eh? Yeah. Coming in.
Well, that's like,
it's like it was sung by angels.
Hey, Jose.
Yeah, what?
Guess what?
What?
It's over.
Hey, God, that no, can't
it
be.
It is, yeah. That is. Because
well, his records are short.
But no way.
Yeah, they're not that long. Okay, so that's our topic for today. So, good day.
Good day.
And you guys,
what?
Check out.
Hey, no. Hey, don't go.
No, come back, eh?
Look what you did. Everybody's going.
You.
Come back. I won't let him do it again.
My fault.
Yeah, your fault.
You're such a loser.
There's no way I'll ever do another record with you,
Mother.
Okay, that's fine. I'll do a solo album.
Fine, and you'll be looking for me
yeah,
like
I will
on
not.
Another label.
Oh, now everybody's gone.
Good
so.
Day.
Good day.
So, like, take off to the great
that's
white
fine.
North.
What standard?
Oh,
take
60?
Off. Way to go.
Yeah.
You're going to die.
Take off, you posers.
Hey, Getty,
oh,
we'd
shit.
Like to thank you for coming
Dad,
on
give me some towels,
the right album and singing on the hit single.
Well, it was my pleasure, eh? Like, I wish you guys,
yeah.
Like,
I'm sorry, man.
Beauty.
Thanks,
thanks a lot, eh?
That's well, great.
You're welcome.
Padding.
Okay.
What do you want?
Like, if we do another one, maybe you could do it.
Well, slow down, eh?
Okay. One at a time,
I'm
right?
Sorry.
Don't push the guy.
Yeah,
eh?
okay, sorry. But,
so I guess
you know, like, thank you.
A bad idea to
thank you. And
no sweat.
Yeah.
Good day.
Thank you. I don't know anything about those.
I don't want to.
That's for Geddy Lee for playing
and
two Geddy Lee
and
songs.
And once again, we apologize for Geddy Lee.
Yes.
But it's he just seems to go along with Canadiana. I know Canada Day's over, but that's okay.
Let's be real. Rant Radio is the only cool thing to come out of Canada. What else?
Well, when you come down
well,
to it.
Well, we got
it.
Hockey.
When it comes down to it, traditional radio stations just play them for the Canadian content, therefore keeping the CRTC happy. So it's pretty much just like filler.
Well, there's Trooper. Camus Trooper.
What about Chilliwack?
What about him, man?
What about you?
Skinny Puppy. Hey, Skinny Puppy's Canadian.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who else? Give the guess who.
Yep.
Skinny Puppy.
Skinny Puppy.
Skinny Puppy's Canadian.
That's always good.
Download?
A. Are they? I don't know if Download is Canadian. We play some of them.
No, actually, Skinny Puppy, the guy who does Skinny Puppy.
Is in Download? Aww.
Oh, is he? Well, Ogre was the dude who did Skinny Puppy. I think he's dead. I heard he was dead. Ogre.
Somebody in Skinny Puppy is dead.
No, Ogre also did music for Descent.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
KMFDM is German, unfortunately. I wish they were Canadian. They're so fucking cool. They should be Canadian. Yeah, they're fucking wicked.
I would like to say a big thanks to Morbus from Disobey for hooking us up with the Wired interview.
Is that the
guy
who did
it? Thank you very much. Yep.
Thank
Morbus.
You.
From Disobey? What's Disobey?
Disobey is an online magazine. He's actually written us up a couple times.
Really?
About Rant Radio.
Jesus Christ, we can't even keep up with all these.
No, it's too hard to keep up. I mean, the internet's so big and vast, and everyone.
And who
likes
the
it.
Heck's this?
Maybe it's another drunk chick.
Cool.
One, two. Okay. Hi, you're on What the Hell 26-hour marathon. Who's this?
Lieutenant Major Zombie, again.
Again. We were about to
call every hour, right on the clock.
Are you still awake?
Yes.
You're going to call every hour?
Yeah.
For the next 26 hours?
Yeah, for 26 hours.
Okay, that's cool.
This is your third call-in?
Yeah, it's his third call-in.
Third call.
Okay, third call. Say what the hell.
What the hell.
All right, that's cool. Okay, we'll allow you to do that.
Our Lieutenant Major Zombie check-in.
Lieutenant Major Zombie check-in.
Is he still there? Is Lieutenant Major Zombie still alive?
It's the zombie clock. Aw,
damn.
Zombie clock. Every hour on the hour.
Who's in the IRC right now? Let's go through the IRC.
Yeah, good idea. We haven't done that in a while. But these are the people that are hanging on. Lots of people. Mr. Echo.
Fucking hard, Echo.
Oh, yeah.
Call.
Farvel and Prophet Rancid Girl just left, so
Rancid Girl, bye-bye.
Cenobite Ophi Dophi, Decker Format RR, Decker Test Rider, Emperor Chang, FT Rooster, and we'll continue on in 1 second.
No, we won't.
Never mind. There's nobody on the
phone. Psych!
Emperor Chang, FT Rooster, Gargoyle Atom, Gargoyle Nightshade, Nomad 316, Nomad Street Preacher, Prophet Nixter, Prophet Smokehouse. Smokehouse has joined us. He was at the bar drinking away.
Yeah, he told me he was going to be about 4 hours late.
Yeah, and he says he's typing to stay awake now. The phone, somebody's bugging us on the phone again. Will they actually?
One, two rings. Two ringy.
Hi, you're on the What the Hell 26-hour marathon. Who is this?
It's Prophet Nixter checking in, and I just called a minute ago, and it was buzzing like a fax machine or something.
Well, we can't be held responsible for the phone system.
No, I heard a disclaimer.
That's right. We're not responsible for anything, especially what Dak says.
Nixter, are you going to try?
No. Everyone.
Are you going to be? Are you going to try to stay awake the whole time?
I don't know. I'm going to try.
He doesn't sound too promising.
You got like...
I don't know.
I'm not tired right now. So I used to work at night doing the same thing probably Sean does, maintaining servers and stuff. And I'm used to staying up all night for that purpose. And I'm not really that tired. You know, you reach the point where you're really tired.
And then you hit the wall, yeah.
Nixter?
Second wind.
Nixter, can you hear my voice?
Go.
Nixter, can you hear me?
Yes.
I, one time, no fucking lie, fell asleep standing up.
I've fallen asleep in the shower, actually.
I have, too.
You wake up in the morning, and you get in that nice warm shower, and you're like,
You know what's really bad? When you fall asleep...
You're wrinkled, and you're like, whoa.
When you fall asleep in the shower while you were touching yourself.
No, I have not.
You just weren't excited enough.
To keep yourself awake.
Talk about insult.
It's like, fuck, I'm never going to touch myself again, bastard.
I'm sorry, you just don't turn me on anymore.
All right, next year, thanks for calling in, buddy. Say what the hell.
What the hell.
Right on.
All right.
Well, you know, it's at that point.
Keep hanging on.
Switch to the other hand for variety.
That's right. Pretend it's someone else.
Yeah.
Wear a glove. You know, it's add a little mystery.
Jerk off in a sock.
Oh, I see. Your mom checked on you, too.
What are you doing? Just putting on my socks.
Continuing on. Yeah, I need three socks.
Door.
And they monitor your bathroom breaks.
That's right. You've been in there for 30 seconds.
You've been in there, you've only got 4 minutes. Jesus Christ, I'd be the king.
Two shakes?
King.
Oh, I saw three shakes there.
You're in there. Fuck that, I'd be like, yeah, I gotta go to the bathroom. I've got 4 minutes. And you'd look like, you know, some kind of paint mixer. flush.
Remember, remember, that's how Elvis died. He was straining on the can.
Oh.
No, I'm talking about jerking off.
No, I...
Oh, I see.
we're taking a dump. Oh, no.
I get it now.
I get it now.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Sorry.
Sorry, different path.
Yeah, we're all
thinking the wrong. I am the king of the fast shit. I am the king of it.
Fast shower, fast shit.
By the way, in case anyone out there thinks that we're basically touching new ground by talking about bowel movement.
Basically.
I'm going to keep saying basically for the rest of my life. What the fuck do you want?
That's true. You can't really
We want
it.
You to stop using that word.
Basically?
We basically,
want that.
It is the words that we, the Knights of Knee, cannot hear.
The reason why is because it's contagious, because I find myself saying it.
Anyhow,
you're straining things, Sean.
In case...
Like, do not pull.
In case you think we're basically broaching new ground talking about bowel movements... For anyone who doesn't watch Survivor,
I don't.
Lots of us. There's lots of us.
I don't watch Survivor.
Well, apparently 48 million Americans watch it.
Well, we're not Americans.
None of them are in this room.
I'd like to stop and think about this for a second. This is the hope of the free world.
The 48 million people who watch Survivor.
No, currently there's 64 people who are the hope of the free world.
And ever growing.
Whoa, that was an ugly moment of silence.
Chirp, chirp, chirp.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. That made it all.
That broached the silence. Okay. Anyway,
why is there a need to actually watch that show when we can read about it in the freaking paper the next day?
Yes, our paper, the Province out here.
Front page every day.
Because this is important fucking news.
Oh, yeah.
The fine, fine journalistic piece of... Oh, birdcage lining that is.
Let's see, bankrupt, car stolen. Oh my God, he got kicked off Survivor.
Yeah, they actually have an entire section in the paper devoted every fucking Thursday morning, right after the show is on, to Survivor.
Slow day for news.
Yeah, and one of the guys on there was very proud that he had his first bowel movement in 2 weeks.
All the news that's printed to fit.
Yeah, exactly.
I really think that if I was on the show Survivor, it would quickly be called Alive. Because if you think I'm not going to...
People keep disappearing. And we can't find Sean.
You're being followed around by a well-fed, catered-to camera crew.
Not for long.
Who will be well-fed?
What did she say? Says a forest came alive and took him. Bullshit, that's not what she said. What she said doesn't make any sense. I mean, it'd be like, you know, this. All I would do is I would grab my shovel and I would jump into the water.
And then I can just imagine that this crew in that situation. It would start to look an awful lot like the last reel or so of Apocalypse Now, don't you think?
Exactly. I mean...
The horror.
I'm sorry. Basically, Sean or Desmond on that island in the South Sanichi, it would go something like this. Sean or Desmond would jump into the water. The great white shark would basically move. And you would hear... Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
And that would be the end of it.
That would be the end of it.
And then basically Sean or Desmond would be very well fed.
Oh yeah, we'd be fine.
One fried up shark.
I mean, I'd be sitting there fucking. Oh yo. You know, the fuck, man. I've about had it with that fucking show. I mean, the one guy I hope survives is the guy who was like the Navy SEAL.
Rudy,
the first Navy SEAL. I hope he like kills.
He's already trained his ass off.
Oh no, the guy's fucking a god. Like he probably knows more about survival than anyone. He's got like
somebody who knows something about survival. I have a question. Why the fuck is there's like snakes and lizards all over this island? Why is there a question of what are we gonna eat? Oh,
what?
Like they're not allowed to eat endangered species.
Okay, no.
The show is called Survivor. I would be dining on spotted
species.
Fucking owls if I had them. Sorry, they're...
And the Great Northern Goshawk under glass, okay? I'm sorry. I am the second greeniest person in all...
You know, there's a dodo. Chicken.
There's a dodo.
Slit.
Like, good tonight.
Don't even get started about PETA going all off because they're eating rats.
Oh, that was...
You gotta be kidding me.
Oh, yeah. So dumb.
I'm sorry. Rats are damaging the ecosystem over there. Rats are not native to the islands of the South China Sea. Fucking trust me on this one.
There's a great article...
They just did it because it's big exposure.
Oh, yeah. There's also a great article I ran in Cult about how PETA sent two rubber fetish dominatrixes outside in New York Central Park, and these chicks showed up, and they stripped off their clothing, and they're wearing rubber fetish gear. And they have a fake cow. And with these rubber whips, they start saying, the big protest is you don't have to wear leather to be sexy. And they, like, started whipping the cow.
Going, oh, it's hilarious.
Oh.
Isn't that contradictory?
You know, they're against harming of animals, but yet there's...
No. It was done in a very gentle way. I actually got thrown out
gentle
of...
Gentle whipping.
I got thrown out of an S&M shop. This is a true story. Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, got thrown out of an S&M shop.
You were well-behaved the last time we went.
Yeah, that was Max Leathers. That was the shop I got thrown out of. There's a shop downtown Vancouver called Max Leathers. Now, Max Leathers is the S&M fucking headquarters for the community, okay? This is, like, the leather fucking Leatherman bar, like, shop. The guy has, like, the zipper masks, all, like, good 8mm shit, right? He's got whips, fucking harnesses, trapezes, you name
it. My favorite quote in that movie, one which I will always use for the rest of my life, I will never get tired of hurting you. God, did that make me feel good.
Oh, yeah. It is a very, very, very good film. But anyway, what I did is I wanted a bullwhip. And I'm after a bullwhip. Bullwhips are cool. And you know how hard it is to find a good bullwhip? Jesus, it's impossible. So I go in there, and the guy does custom leather work.
Oh, yeah.
And I say, listen, I'd like a bullwhip. And he says, I'm sorry. I say, excuse me? He says, I won't, I don't make bullwhips. Oh, you got cat of nine tails here and all sorts of shit like that.
There's a reason for that. I understand.
I'll get into it. Okay. And he says, no, I'm not going to make you a bullwhip. And I said, why not? He said, because there's no affectionate way to use a bullwhip. Could you please leave my store? And I'm like, you're throwing me out of your store. Okay, then.
Okay, then.
I can live with that. That was fucked up. There's no affectionate
way.
Well,
you know, he does have you there because I don't believe you were planning on using it affectionately.
You could.
Depends
on
your...
Drag it over them.
Could be. Yeah. Yeah, it's very weird. I think it's very late, and I think my brain is starting to drift a little bit.
That's okay.
My buddy had a snake one time. And I was sleeping in bed, and the fucking snake got loose. I'm lying in bed, and this snake. Yeah, Bob. It's a boa. It's a young one. It was only about 4 feet long. And the snake is attracted to heat.
So the snake cuddled up.
So I'm sitting there in bed, and this snake crawled over my chest.
Gloom Bunny has a bullwhip and a riding crop.
Good for her. And why am I not surprised?
So, Jesus, anyway.
Bum.
So this snake crawls over my chest, my bare chest. And it was the weirdest, almost erotic feeling. It was bizarre. I'm like, bad touch, and then I'm thinking about it. I'm like, well, I actually didn't really feel it. Oh, never mind.
Sean,
I've known you
now about 12 years. And all I have to say is...
just try it.
I don't want to ever know that again, okay?
He's blocked it out of his memory, and he doesn't need a refresher.
I mean, you could get Gloom Bunny in a bed. And you could fuck her with a bunch of snakes crawling over you.
I'm not bothered by snakes. I'm not bothered by snakes, but the thing is...
How a serpent in the rainbow is that for you, eh?
But all I have to say is basically, for some reason, and I'm kind of... Remember, I'm the guy who loves women in cat suits, okay? I have never wanted to have a cat in the room when I'm having sex. I was having sex with this girl once, and her dog walked into the room. I couldn't continue. Okay?
I've done it with dogs in the room. It's very annoying.
They're like watching us. Oh.
Yeah, they're watching. Like, what's that? Like, and they come up and sniff you.
And they stick your nose
bad.
In the cold.
Like, get away, dog. I prefer to lock them out of the room.
I have a story about a friend there.
A friend.
This is a friend. I have a question about my friend.
A friend.
Yeah.
No, sorry. Anyway. some information that was passed on. I have no idea if it's urban legend or not.
Good story anyway.
And apparently, yeah. Apparently, this guy was over at his girlfriend's house, and they're doing it doggy style. And I guess his girlfriend has a cat. And
the cat, what?
Never mind. Yeah.
We'll get back to this about the cat. Hi, you're at the door of Rant Radio. Who's this?
These are people wishing entrance into Rant Radio.
Ah, it is Steve.
It's Steve.
Continue.
This is the what? What did you say?
This is people wishing entrance into the Rant Radio.
Into the humble Rant Radio temple.
Actually, I have to say, he did make me laugh. Is this the guy who basically said no?
Yep, that's the guy.
This guy did make me laugh my ass off at one point. So he does get funny occasionally.
He has a way.
You're a laugh slut, though.
But he's no Kurt Burt.
Okay, there's that to you.
No, I love Kurt Burt. I'm serious. I really love that kid. But he is among the unfunniest people I've ever met.
We actually named the phenomenon. We call it the unfunny zone.
I have seen,
it's an actual space time warp thing that opens up.
The story in a minute.
And sucks the humor out of
the
room faster than a fart.
This guy is among the funniest people I know. When he is going on a riff.
Who? Oh,
Projectile Vomit.
Projectile Vomit. I was
very dry.
Projectile Vomit has me basically in tears all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Kurt Burt
has you in tears all the time.
Has you in different kinds of tears.
Kurt Burt has an addendum to the joke.
Oh, God.
He's going on a rift. He's basically just
Dak
moving along.
Dak will be busting a gut. He'll be crying, and then Kurt will say something, and he'll
go
stone face. Goes from absolute hilarity to
kill Kurt Burt.
To basically Robin Williams on fire. Couldn't make me laugh at that point.
Robin Williams in the worst coke frenzy you've ever seen. You know, I mean,
taking ephedrine, which, by the way, is starting to kick in right now. Hey, cool, I can see.
Starting to kick in.
I can see through the wall. Wow.
Pretty good, actually.
Dak, you seem to be vibrating down through the couch.
Say hi to the people.
Time to lay off. Pretty good stuff, eh?
Yeah.
I think
it's a little strong.
Is that a year's supply?
The 100 tabs,
the 100
tabs. Well, that's we'll be okay now.
We're all okay here.
We're all okay, yes. You don't happen to have any tranquilizers, do you?
What's that?
We have some visitors at the door.
Okay, and they'll be showing up.
They will be, though.
We have blue hair.
We have blue hair.
Hi. Looking sexy.
You know, that
Late
turns me on
spray.
So much. Yes, it does. Do you remember
here for the camera?
Have you ever heard of a show called UFO?
Woo. UF what?
UFO.
UFO.
It was this British.
The same people who made Thunderbirds and Space 1999.
Hey, Dr. Pepper.
The official drink. Did this Rant Radio and what the hell?
Did this show back in the early 70s called
late 60s, early
70s called UFO, and on there they had these two chicks who dressed, no lie, in these silver costumes and had hair just like that. And when you're a 6, 7, 8-year-old boy,
uh-oh,
and you see stuff like that, it sticks.
You're like, ooh, sexy.
Why do you? I figured this out the other day. Remember, I've always said I have a thing for women in cat suits.
Yeah.
I finally figured it out. Why?
The original series of Batman.
Was it
Julie Newmar
in that costume with the ears and the purring?
That did it for you, huh?
Bang.
So welcome to the studios.
So anyhow, you were talking, speaking about the word cat. Okay, let's get back to your story.
Tomorrow.
What, you can't perform in front of an audience? I'm
That's
sorry.
Right,
like,
are we having performance
anxiety
here?
What?
This used to be my bedroom.
It was, though. It's a lot of good memories, huh?
Are you responsible for any of the interesting stains on the floor?
Yeah, most of them, actually. The blood on the walls up there is mine, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I couldn't get that off.
How did you get the blood on the wall?
Sorry.
Come on. No, I'm serious. You have to tell me.
Now.
So, in any case, let's see. What's going on? What's going on? What's going on?
Shall we introduce our new people?
Yes.
This
sure.
is.
This. First we have.
Glade Potpourri in a Spray something.
DJ Jazzy of Refresh Glade Potpourri in a Spray.
And?
And his sidekick.
would be the sidekick with the even equally eloquent name. Oof.
Oof.
O-O-F.
Is that with an exclamation mark?
Jay, having a good time. Nope. You hammer. Nope.
The original artwork was just
how much right.
O-O-F.
You seem O-O-F. Pretty straight. Yeah. Are you all fucked up?
I'm very Glade fucked Poverina up, spray? Actually. I've been drinking Black Bear. What a good fucking beer.
Black Bear beer.
Black Bear?
Yeah, it's good. It's is like it Guinness it? Without the crap taste.
Do you have white makeup on your face? Mm-hmm. All powdered up.
You talk. Great. Talk to the hand. Great. Talk to the hand.
She smells great.
Oh, he's a Guinness snob.
No, I don't dislike Guinness. I just think it's a little bitter for me.
Yeah, I agree. Oh, okay, I'll agree with you. It is a bitter.
And I get that foam mustache.
Oh, you don't. I'm sorry. The foam is like it's a work of art. It's like looking at a David or a Michelangelo for the first time. I mean, it's just watching that thing bubble up and you get that perfect foam on the top. I'm serious. It's a visual fucking sensation as well as...
You are so full of shit.
Seeing too much
into
your
beer. I'm sorry. I am sorry. I love Guinness in all forms.
That's the kind of foam that you see in, like, really, really bad river, like, right by the edge where it kind of... builds up on the rocks and it's all
you're relating to head. I'm sorry. You're relating the head on a basically on a glass of Guinness to river scum. Oh. Oh, I'm sorry. Whatever traction the hair gave is gone.
It's one of those tests for you, right? The Guinness test?
The Guinness test.
She seems brokenhearted by this.
Speaking about head, anyways.
Continue on.
Okay.
Tell us about the best head you've ever given.
Oh,
wait.
Once I popped the Barbie doll head off and I
there you go.
Did really... Yes. To it with a lighter and
you didn't. A lighter and a fork.
I used to torture my sister's Barbie dolls.
You know, when I was a kid, oh, really? I used to have those Mego action figures, the 8-inch tall ones. I got most of them a Viking funeral before I hit puberty.
When I was
aflame
when
with
I was,
you.
About 11,
of geeks.
When I was 11, when I was 11 years old, I discovered Geek my mom's confession. Really big mirror that had like a convex one, so that makes things bigger.
Okay.
And it was really bright this day, so I was, like, trying to, like, give signals. I was trying to do, like, you know, sun signals, and I noticed that it would actually come to a point which was really hot.
Oh, yeah?
So I went into, like, my mom's room and basically got out some of my father's old stuff, including my father's soldering wire and the big magnifying glass we had.
Yeah.
And I proceeded to wire this together and get it to, like, the right angle until I had a Martian heat ray. It was so bright that it hurt my eyes, so I went and got my father's welding goggles, put those on.
Coaxed ants into the little ray.
Yes, and then proceeded to... No, not ants.
They called him mad.
And then proceeded to basically take all of my little green army soldiers and
march them through.
Yes, and like, I'm serious, I set fire to the table.
Wow.
My mom walks in and there's this melted plastic flame going off, soot on the ceiling.
And was it inside?
Yes, inside.
Oh, my God.
And here I am with this, my Martian heat ray.
Burning the hole through the floor to the next door neighbors.
Under on his resume, under hobbies and crafts.
Mad scientist.
Melt things.
I do. They put things in my ears.
I like to melt things.
My brother and I actually, for like one glorious week when we were both kids, actually did something together. We had like a little cottage industry, destroying everybody else's things. Basically, he got a new BMX bike. After about a week, he flipped it, wrecked something in his arm, couldn't do it. So he just liked everything about BMX. We would sit on it. He ended up turning it upside down, just cranking like the things and filling the knobby tires and kind of...
Oh, so you turned it into a basically a
Smurf lathe.
A Smurf lathe.
Yes. One of us would crank it, and people would bring like Smurfs. Well, I've got four of the astronaut Smurfs. So they're like, no problem. Pop the head off. Take the head. And it was one of those bright red Kurahawa tires.
Yeah.
So that had this bright blue streak right down the middle of it. And oh, we ground a couple of Smurfettes like right to her ass.
Our Smurfs blue all the way through.
Yes, they are. They are made like entirely of blue plastic. They paint. I think actually they even paint the white clothes on.
Oh. Halloween. What year was that?
1990. I think it was 1990. 1990.
We began a tradition.
Tradition. I had worked as a security guard. I had to work 30 days, 12-hour shifts, no time off, at this fire at the Claymore Arms apartment here in Langley. They had had a big fire, and yeah, it was a bad fire. A couple people got hurt.
As opposed to a good fire.
And it was, no, I mean, there was a lot of damage. They had to, like, a whole section of the building was ready to collapse.
I remember watching propane barbecues explode that day.
Yeah, that was fucking amazing.
Wow.
Sonia, we got called out to provide security so people wouldn't lose what little they had left that was still in the apartment.
Looting and whatnot.
Yeah, so... I spent 30 days walking around there, and just basically on the ground there was garbage. People had thrown stuff out, and this Papa Smurf little, like about 8-inch tall stuffed toy was getting squished. It was just like getting ground into the mud. So I picked it up and put it to the side, and after like about the entire month, it was still there. So I decided I'd take this thing home.
Mm-hmm.
So I took it home. And somebody, I don't know where we got this, was a wicker basket that looked like a Smurf. So this kind of basically came to me as like
as he gets more tired,
little wheels started turning.
I was thinking of the Celtic holiday where they would
basically
burn the wicker man.
Burn the wicker man, and basically. I decided to create the wicker Smurf. So Halloween came. The lights went out.
The burning Smurf.
The lights went completely out. We had a blackout.
The lights went out all over Cloverdale.
And we had nothing to do but drink and listen to Projectile Vomit Man play the guitar.
Uh-huh.
And that was the night that Projectile Vomit Man and I came up with the Powers Out on Halloween Blues.
Yes, Powers Out on Halloween Blues.
Which was a mighty, mighty moment.
It was. Yeah. It was a mighty moment of blues.
It was like a full like 5-minute song.
Completely improv.
Totally improv.
It was hysterical.
Unfortunately lost to the mists of history.
Yep, and basically
I wasn't there to record it.
That's right.
If Sim had been there, we would still have the Powers Out on Halloween Blues.
I lost the first 2 hours of the show. Two and a half.
He's ready to kill himself.
So anyhow, we took the Smurf, put him in the basket at midnight, took him about in the backyard,
to the barbecue,
and set fire to it.
Moments later, the power came back on.
As soon as it was completely consumed, the power came back on.
We took this as a good sign.
Yes, we did. The gods.
We must do
the
this
gods,
every Halloween.
The gods.
We had appeased gods of electricity.
We did. And since then.
And finicky gods they are.
And since then, to this day, every Halloween, we burn something. We take the most annoying, obnoxious. We've done Barney. We did Power Rangers.
We did Todd McFarlane.
Unfortunately, we've missed one. We didn't actually do a Pokemon.
We didn't do a Pokemon.
That's why they're still around, we think.
It may still be relevant by this Halloween.
I think it still is.
We owe an apology to those out there.
Another movie?
If you notice, every one of these things we've done, though they're still kind of around, they've lost cultural favor.
Around Halloween.
Right?
So it's the fucking voodoo of Dak that stops things from happening.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I'd like to make a personal request that somebody burn an NSYNC member or a boy band. I will start a boy band, nurture them to maturity, just so you can torch the little fuckers.
always willing to give. Always willing to go that extra
survivor.
Mile.
Now, what we do is we beat the fuck out of these guys every day. And
see if they survive.
And every week, one of them dies. And, you know, you can bet money in Vegas as to who's going to live. And we, like, you know, get...
It'll be live.
They get, like, sodomized by gorillas and shit.
But go through the tests, right?
Oh, they go through all the tests. They're made to listen to It's a Small World After All, put on loop on headphones. You know,
you heard about that? Did I ever tell you about that?
Well, I know that they played it as a...
This is
Psych Ops.
This is not a lie. I wish to God I could remember where it was. Some police station wanted to get a confession out of this.
That's
guy.
Right, yeah. I
cannot remember where this
it's
is.
It's in England. It was in
and
England, I'm pretty sure.
They have the guy in the interrogation room, and they don't go in to talk to the guy. And they put It's a Small World on a loop. 4 hours later, the guy is pounding on the glass and is willing to confess to the crime.
Yep.
But it didn't stand in court.
It didn't stand in court because they literally said that, I quote, it was extreme and inhuman punishment.
Cruel and unusual
punishment.
To play that song for four
people say that. I mean, if you go on It's the Small World ride at Disneyland, by the end of it, you're
imagine working there.
We were,
what if you had to work there? That's what you'd have. Is that cruel and unusual punishment?
We were small. We were ready. I'm not kidding. We went on that ride.
And we were ready.
We were ready. We were ready. No, the first time we went on, we did not have earplugs.
Oh, no.
In California, we did not have earplugs. We went on. We went also on Florida because we had earplugs on that.
We were taking friends with us that we wanted to torture.
We had earplugs for that one, but they were basically being assholes about the whole thing. And it wasn't quite as funny as when we went on. We were killing ourselves. We wanted to gnaw our arms off and drink the water to end it. I mean,
it's like that Simpsons episode where she drinks the water on the ride.
And see the music.
She's like, I'm the Lizard Queen. I can do anything. It's awesome. She's like totally fucked. Speaking of totally fucked, that's really cool at Gloom Bunny. Called up. She's completely fucked. We love her.
Oh, yeah. She's
what is
right
it with
up.
Drunk women tonight?
I don't know.
God love them.
It's the day to do it.
Thank goodness for little girls. Because little girls get bigger.
You know, you're a lot more talkative on the phone.
Yeah. Now you're here. You just mellowed out or something on the way.
Well,
because
right we're a lot more sexy when we're just voices.
Oh, we are.
But now
we're
she's
really
surrounded
sexy
by
voices.
You know, the
she's actually looked at us and it's like, Jesus,
oh,
I don't know.
Oh, God, what a bunch
here
of pathetic losers.
Yeah.
I was at a party and now look at me.
I'm here with geeks.
Well, it was fun on the phone because it was kind of like a really kinky phone sex kind of thing. It was like my usual, you know, when I call in and talk to those really gross men and make them stick their thumbs up their bums.
Do you do phone sex for a living?
No.
Okay, what do you do?
I take pictures of naked people.
Are you serious?
Serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do, actually.
That's a horrible
art,
life.
It's art or porn?
It's
tasteful.
Art, and it's porn to me.
You tell them it's art and you jack off later.
I get off on it, so technically it is porn, but technically it's art because other people look at it and like it.
You get paid for this.
Pardon me?
You get paid for this?
Yes.
How well?
Shitloads.
Really?
Nice work if you
shitloads of
it.
Money. Yeah, nice work if you can get it.
A motherfucking ass load of money for this. But I actually want to get into the porn industry.
Hence the wig. Microphone. Here's the filming.
I want to actually do the stills.
Ah.
Oh, so you don't want to...
No. Open up your own website. There you go.
You could
Marge's Babes.
We could hire some Cenobites as fluffers. And, you know. I mean, that wouldn't be... Do girls get fluffers?
Yes.
Really?
Sure. I don't know.
So well, that's actually, your job? Your job is to go down on, like, Sylvia Saint? That's your job?
No, actually, I don't think women really need
no.
They don't care.
They don't care.
There's no...
It's kind of like that joke that Projectile Vomit Man did a few weeks back. Why do women fake orgasm?
Because they think we care.
Why do women close their eyes
why
during
sex? Why do you keep coming to me?
why do women close their eyes during sex? Because
they can't stand to see a man have a fun time. Yep.
Are you feeling ganged up?
And this little misogynistic moment was brought to you by Dr. Pepper.
Because they won't pay us to stop saying their name.
Because, yeah.
Please stop saying our name.
We don't want us associated
with you.
You know
what we need?
We need
to have some small-time pop, like, balls. No, they fucking won't. You go ahead.
Yeah, you tell us to listen to a show.
Oh, my God, the publicity that would come out of that? Dr. Pepper suing Rant Radio. Jesus Christ.
They can't stop talking about Dr. Pepper.
Would be 700,000 members the next day. My email box would explode. Our server would melt and fall through the floor.
You can't fucking buy
it'd be like aliens. It'd be like, oh, if you like that, you're going to love this. And be like, stop fucking around. And like the cops will kick in the doors. They're coming out of the fucking walls. They got Apo. They got Buckwheat Bastion. Let's rock. Yeah. That'd be bad. Pull back. Oh my God. Where is everybody? Get him out of there. You know, it'll just be wrong.
What are you doing now? It's an unnerved update.
It's an unnerved update. He's going
home.
It's 2 o'clock. He's going home.
You're not going to the bathroom this time.
It's only 1:49.
Okay. It's only 1:40.
According to the VCR, it's 2:03.
That is amount of time it's taped. It should say 5 hours.
But it doesn't because Sim fucked up.
We'll be back tomorrow.
Okay.
All right.
Everybody say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Unnerved. Bye.
Bye, unnerved.
You know, he makes me nervous.
Why? Because he's unnerved.
Because he's unnerved. Ha, ha, ha. So you started our wall of Dr. Pepper there.
Yeah,
like
starting
it. It's an art form.
So,
are you going to do like the vertical construction, or are we going to do like sort of a ziggurat thing once you've got enough to do the whole 3D?
Well, I'm actually going to glue them to the wall and cover that whole wall in Dr. Pepper.
Very Frank Lloyd Wright.
Frank Lloyd Wright? What other stuff has he done?
The Guggenheim, yeah.
So
That's a reverse ziggurat building. It's basically the smallest. It like goes up in steps, but reverse. So it gets wider out each floor.
Whoa. Oh, okay.
It's a very famous art museum in New York. I've been inside it. There's some amazing stuff in there.
And it's structurally sound.
Yes.
It just gets bigger as it goes up.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, there was some amazing stuff I got to see when in there. That's the one thing I miss about not being in New York anymore, the culture. I had a chance to go to some of the most amazing museums and see just, like, everything. And I don't get the chance anymore because Vancouver sucks when it comes to museums.
Well, yeah.
I like the Vancouver Island. I like that Victoria one.
Victoria
that's
one.
That's a very nice museum.
That's a very nice museum.
The Wax Museum there is really cool.
Yeah. They have some stuff, but in Victoria. We're talking about Vancouver. And the Lower
I don't think
mainland.
I've ever been to the Vancouver Museum.
I have.
Never even heard of it,
there's
actually.
There's some wonderful stuff on Aboriginal art and everything, provided that's all you want to see.
A little bit too much.
You have to realize the age of it. I mean, I've been to the museum, like the Museum of London. That's a pretty big, huge
yes.
topic. I mean, just for this year.
I have to stick this in your face. You're very quiet talker.
Okay, yes. But, yeah, when you go to the Vancouver Museum, I mean, Vancouver had about 110 years behind it. And unless you want a lot of people packing salmon at Steveston, there's not a lot of history. I don't think we've had any real decent fires recently.
what a salmon packing there.
That's pretty true. Who's calling in, I wonder?
Who could it be?
Hi, you're live on the 26-hour marathon on What the Hell, Who's This?
This is Goon Buddy again. I warned you guys.
Are you drunker this time?
Huh?
Are you drunk? More drunk?
Yes.
Gloom Bunny, we have another basically drunk chick you can talk to. This is DJ Jazzy Fresh.
Automated.
Potpourri in a can.
Sean Kennedy, stay.
Close.
Sean Kennedy, what?
I need to get an automated response from Miss Colt Page, and I really need to sleep because I need to go to work in 5 hours.
So, what's the problem here?
I can't get an automated response to your page to fill out your questionnaire, and I'm getting all confused, and I'm really drunk.
Okay, what did you email? Oh, my God, I'm at work.
Oh.
What did you email?
I put join in the address bit, or not, I put join in the title and in the message.
Okay, here's what you do, all right? Email, okay, under email address, make a new message.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Where you're addressing it, I want you to type the following. J-O-I-N.
Uh-huh.
At, the little at sign. Shift 2, I believe.
Org.
At, you done? Join at.
Dot org.
The cult.
Dot org.
T-H-E-K-U-L-T dot org.
K-A-U-what?
T-H-E. No. Okay, it's... So far, in the address box, you should have J-O-I-N at T-H-E-K-U-L-T.
Yes, I put that, the cult dot org. You're not dot com, you're not dot com, you're dot org.
Right. Okay, now hit send.
I've done that.
Okay, what's happened?
Times I've done that.
Okay, what's happened?
Nothing. That's why I've been staying online.
Check your email.
I have. I keep reopening my email to find it, and it's not coming.
You're all fucked up.
No, I'm not, dude. I've got someone sober helping me. Everybody's fucking sober.
Well, I can give it a try here. We're going to check it out here.
No, because, like, I need to sleep so I can go to work tomorrow.
Then Gloom Bunny, go to sleep.
Go to sleep. Do it tomorrow.
I can't. I don't have a computer. I'm using someone else's, which is why I've been staying on.
It'll take you a while to fill it
okay,
out.
Okay, Gloomy. Okay, do this, all right? I want you to write on an email. Okay, get your friend to help you.
Uh-huh.
I want you to write in an email address. I want you to give me an ICQ number, your ICQ number.
I don't have ICQ right now.
Good enough. Fuck it. Give me your email address.
Okay.
Give me your email address,
You're going to be joining Clan Cenobite, right? I need to know what city and state you live in.
I'm moving in like a week.
Then give me the one you're moving to, just the city and the state that you're moving to. Okay, and a paragraph describing yourself.
Okay.
Okay, and everything you're into. I'm going to put you in Clan Cenobite, and I need you, okay?
Isn't the Cenobite those things from Hellraiser that were all creepy and everything?
That's them.
Okay, that's kind of weird. All right, whatever, dude. I seem to belong to the Templars, so all right.
The Templars?
Yeah, it's a Dalmet chat thing. They picked me up for some reason.
Okay, and anyway, in any case... And then I want you to email that to Sean K, S-E-N-K, at...
You write that on my leg.
Okay.
You're getting written on my ears.
Okay, it's S-E-A-N-K at thecult.org.
Okay. So this is going to be attached on my Android 5 for like a week?
Great.
Your email address?
Great, you can make people spunk all over it when they pull out.
The submission form is all fucked up, Sean.
Is it?
It's not sending anything back.
Really?
See, I told you it wasn't just me. I'm not a crackhead. I'm just drunk.
Huh. We never thought you were.
Okay, hang on. I'm going to go to the other computer, and I'm going to fix that right now.
Woo!
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, hey, you guys want to know what Universal Studios is suing me?
Why is Universal Studios suing Gloom Bunny?
Because I tried to sell Flintstone's trailer, like, you know, the trailers for movies on eBay.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's not a good thing to do.
Yeah, well, they're trying to sue me for, like, $100 billion, and I, like, was like, all right, well, I stuck the trailer in the burn bin. They're like, well, you send it back. I'm like, well, it's burned. I can't. As you want a box of ashes, stupid? You can all these people email me saying, hey, I want to buy that Flintstone trailer, but nobody wants it because the Flintstone is, like, the shittiest movie ever. It's like, all right, fuck you guys, dude. And,
does this have anything to do why you're leaving the state?
Me and, like, making eBay sending evil messages. It really sucks.
Gloom Bunny, does this have anything to do with why you're leaving the state?
I'm not leaving the state. I'm moving to Phoenix.
No, the state of Texas to move to Phoenix, Arizona.
No, I'm leaving the state of Texas because it sucks.
Dude, not anything.
I'm, like, way too big city for this shit. Like, I live in a town where, like, I swear I'm, like, the only person there who's normal. I find I'm the only person there who doesn't speak one of those twang accents.
You're normal, everyone's fucked up.
Yes, that's my theory.
Okay. You're sticking to it.
And well, hell, if I'm normal, then what the fuck is everybody else, huh?
Texans. We are Texans. Yeah, I guess you got a point there.
Okay, so shut up.
Yes, armadillos and the Texans who love them.
I ran over, like, those one day, okay?
You ran over what?
Like 8 armadillos.
In one day.
Yes.
Good shooting.
Okay. Yeah.
Good eating.
You know, I hear they can actually. I hear they can give you leprosy. This is not a lie. They basically armadillos and people can pass leprosy back and forth between each other.
I believe that. Pepper is the official drink of Texas, right?
What's the official drink?
Dr. Pepper.
Well, it's the official drink around radio too.
I know. I'm just telling you guys. I've been to the plant in Texas. I drive by it almost every day.
Get some stickers for us or something.
They don't have stickers. They're, like, stingy with everything.
They won't give you anything, huh?
They're like bitches. Shut up, Calvin, you queer.
Okay.
Okay, you go get some sleep now.
Guys, bother me.
Okay.
Huh?
You go get some sleep.
Gloom Bunny, go Betty Bye now, okay?
Are you guys going to send me the fucking form?
That's yes, Sean. Sean's fixing it right now.
All right, tell Sean, like, give him head. Well, he's got a wife. Tell Sean, like, kiss. Well, he's got a wife. I really like him. He fixes it.
Tell him you really love him.
I love you, Sean.
Okay, we'll tell him that later. He's in the other room. So say, oh.
Mommy fucking sucks if he's in the other room. Shit, he's not listening to me.
No, he's fixing it.
He's trying to fix it for you.
He's fixing it. Okay, then he's cool.
He's making it all better for everyone.
Okay,
so say what the hell, get some sleep.
All right, what the hell? All
right, that was Gloom Bunny.
Oh, boy.
Once again.
I'm telling you, there is something in the air tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I say something like Gloom Bunny's ankle.
Oh.
Nasty.
Well, you never know.
You know that it's always the quiet ones. It's never the ones you suspect. Oof. I didn't see that coming from you.
Too good to pass up. Got a great article here from one of our local newspapers.
Really?
Yes. The headline is Man Beats Dog Because He Thought It Was Gay.
I heard that one.
George Stevens Finley, 58, accused of fatally beating a dog because he thought it was gay, was convicted of animal cruelty and can serve up to 1 year in jail. Witnesses said Finley was upset his wife's neutered male terrier tried to engage in sexual activity with another family dog, a male Jack Russell. He felt that the dog was a queer-type dog, and it made him angry, said Police Captain Mike McQuaig.
So he beat the dog.
Prosecutors said Finley hit the dog in the head with a plastic vacuum cleaner wand and hurled it against a tree. The dog was put to death. Dumb, dumb people.
I'd say you're in jail is getting off light on this.
Just a little bit. This guy has mental problems.
I'm sorry. Basically, this guy is fucking retarded. There is no doubt in my mind that anybody who thought process basically, I don't care how little of an education you have. And I mean, now people who do not have any education are ignorant. And I don't mean that in a bad way. That's basically
just the way it works.
That's just the way it works. But there's also something wrong with you, because Mother Nature, in her infinite wisdom, has given people enough common sense to get through life if they just basically pay attention. Enough things happen.
Dogs will fuck your leg, okay?
We can observe things and learn from them.
So at this point, there's something wrong with this guy. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I don't mean it as a joke. I mean it seriously. There is something wrong with somebody who would do that.
Yeah.
And I do not think, and this is not me going off on a rant, this is not me basically doing a joke, I do not think that basically either putting this guy away for the rest of his life or sterilizing him so he doesn't breed. Now, I'm not doing that as a joke.
Well, he's 58.
is really wrong, because I'm sorry, somebody that dumb should not be breeding, okay? Well, we don't want other people that dumb. We have enough of them.
The problem is at that age, the damage has probably been done.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's time to always start sterilizing his kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Stop passing it on, right?
I basically check them out, see if they're okay, see if they're dumb. I'm sorry.
Ask him, what would
we're not really talking about Nazi eugenics here. We're just talking about there should be a level where basically people that are too stupid are not allowed to have children. Okay? I think we all agree on that. I think it's common sense. Unfortunately, I think the Nazis have kind of like basically just put a bad twist on eugenics, which is really unfortunate because I'm serious.
It's quite the quote, Dak. Nazis put a bad light on eugenics.
They did. They did, because they were basically, hell, fucking meat.
Did you read that in Pat Buchanan's book?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I'll give you another example. Nietzsche, great philosopher. Because the Nazis kind of adopted his whole philosophy a little hard, Nietzsche fell seriously out of favor. However, how many people know the quote, "That which does not kill you makes you stronger"? That was Nietzsche. Okay? I'm not supporting Nazis, trust me. I'd be the first person to basically line them up against the wall. Okay? But
then again, that's your answer to a lot of things.
Yeah, there's a lot of people I'd be lining up against the wall. I have to admit it.
That'd be like the Great Wall, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
The Great Wall.
Yeah, they say there's a dead person for every foot of that wall. I'd like to make it 10 or 12.
Well, that's a very short. How many pack them all in that wall, then?
We're talking about every foot they built, okay? But no, seriously, I'd like to make it, 10 or 20 or 100 people for every foot on that wall, because I'm sorry. Let's be honest, and I'm including even one or two of our listeners out there. We know who you are. Some of you are just too stupid to live. If this was 1,000 years ago, or even, if this was like 10,000 years ago, natural selection would have removed you. You got to admit it's true. What do you think your odds are of basically running up against a bear or a lion or something like that? I'm sorry, you would have stuck your hand into the fire at least a half dozen times by now.
I think those people are the people that the MR2 was invented for.
Yeah.
Because you see most of the,
microphone in the mouth.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right. The quiet talker.
Yes.
Needs basically like the,
we're very loud talkers here.
Needs a microphone implanted in his back molar.
Oh, yeah, right back there.
All
right.
Because it seems to me that the last couple of very tragic, sad pictures that we've had at front page of one of our local newspapers about the kids' lives cut tragically short by being all by themselves on a three-lane highway, wrapping their cars around a pole. Apparently he was doing 200 kilometers an hour. We don't quite know why, and it's tragic, it's horrible.
It's not his fault.
It's not his fault.
No. He's a victim.
I'll give you another example. On the North Shore.
Physics thing.
Yeah.
On the North Shore, I don't know exactly the name of it. Just recently, there was there's a river. It is flowing so hard and so fast that the water is white. We're talking white water. So these kids jumped off a 50-foot ledge into the water. One of them immediately popped to the surface and screamed, trying to signal his friend not to jump in. His friend did so and drowned. There is a photo of this kid basically being escorted away by police, completely distraught over the death of his friend. I just want to know, why was God basically stupid enough to let that one survive, too?
We have a normal phone call. Who could this be? Hi, you're live on the What the Hell 26-Hour Marathon. Who's this?
Hello. Mr. Echo.
Mr. Echo.
Hey, Mr. Echo.
Hey, I got some news for the people on IRC.
Uh-oh.
Please listen up.
You're going to kick their ass, right?
Yes, basically. If you change your name, there's about 5 billion different ways to do it. At the top, if you're using the cult script, it says cult at the top. You can change your name there. On the black part, besides the text, right-click there. You can change it there. Right-click on the bottom window. You can change it there.
The only restriction is they can't type it in the Rant Radio channel, right?
No, they cannot, because I'm going to tell you about that. If you turn off the auto text color thing, right-click on the black part of the window, and it says change or turn off auto color. You can do it there. Please, people, pay attention. I'm trying to give you guys some help, but you're not listening to me.
There are listeners.
Yes, lots of them.
Yes, Sean.
If I have rebuilt the server 2 at work,
yes.
Right, I don't have to log in order to have all the services working, do I?
No.
So I can reboot it using VNC and it'll just come right up and then it'll spark back.
Yeah, do you have VNC installed as a service?
No, I do not.
You will not get VNC back then.
Yeah, but I do.
You'll never get it back. You'll have to visit your work
to get it
back.
This techie moment brought to you by, I guess Dr. Pepper's still.
Yes, oh, everything's brought to you by Dr. Pepper. Look at it all.
Well, like I said, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Is that enough ranting? Mr. Echo, we got to let you go.
All right, what the hell?
All right.
You know, it's amazing. You know, like I've said this before, I'll say it again. A year ago, that boy, Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, upon anyone talking about computer stuff, would have made monkey noises and thrown his own feces.
And now he's gotten up to the point where he's passing the buck and saying, oh, fuck, I actually have to go do something.
It's amazing. You know, I mean, they say growth doesn't really occur in your lifetime, but, you know, it does.
Can I just, since we're speaking about pooflinging, can I just throw a shout-out to my good friend Pooflinger? Thank you.
Yay for Pooflinger.
I can see how that basically would have been an appropriate segue.
Oh, yeah, right. You know? I mean, when is it going to come up again?
Exactly.
It was kismet, man.
It was.
Kismet.
It's one of those moments that just happens here on Rant Radio.
Here's an appropriate webpage story. Drug helps sleep-deprived stay awake. Emergency workers and military personnel often must work long hours and are at risk for sleep deprivation. New study suggests that help is on the way in the form of a pill.
Better living through chemicals.
Provogil is a pro to treat patients with sleep disorder called narcolepsy. People with the disorder can fall asleep abruptly, possibly putting themselves and others in danger.
What? I'm sorry.
Did I fall asleep?
This article is an incredible article about this wonderful little drug.
They're talking about pilots having it. Pilots receiving 3 200-milligram doses of Provogil scored better on tests of performing during 6 flight maneuvers, and they did well on placebo and have improved self-ratings of vigor, energy, alertness, talkativeness, and confidence.
Hi, Dad. I'm wired and on jail, you know, or whatever. I don't know. In jail.
So I think we need to ship some of that up here.
I like it. Oh, man, I tell you. Oh, God. Why did I look at the clock at that moment?
That's not the clock.
Okay, why did I look at the counter at that moment?
2-2-2-2-2.
Oh, God, it was
2-2-3.
It turned into 2-2-3, but it was 2-2-2 when I looked. Oh, fuck.
The curse that is 2-2-2 for Dak.
Oh, God, you don't have any
fucking
idea.
I'd wake up and look at the clock and see they're 1-1-1-2-2-2-3-3-3.
I will look at the clock. I'll have no idea. I won't care what fucking time it is. It'll be basically like, I haven't looked at the clock in 7 days. I look at the clock and it's 2-2-2. It always fucking happens. I hate the number. It's evil.
How did this all start, Ken?
I worked at Pizza 222, which was a great idea. You basically dialed 2-7 times, and you got this pizza place. And I worked for these people. And I also was in high school at the time, and I was also in the fire department at the time. So I went through 6 months where I didn't sleep. You think I'm fucking kidding? I'm not. I had an average of 4 hours of sleep every fucking night for 6 months. I started to friggin' hallucinate.
Help Sean for just a bit.
I'm not making that up. I did. I really started to fucking hallucinate.
Really? Did you really start hallucinating? Because I want to know. Hey,
wow.
You seemed mighty sincere there.
They've abandoned us here.
Yeah, they have. They've left
the inmates in charge of the asylum.
Answer the phone.
Okay. Okay, hang on. I almost did it.
That'll be.
Hi, you're in the What the Hell 26-Hour Marathon. Who's this?
Lieutenant Major Zombie, just checking up.
Lieutenant Major, it's your 2 o'clock check.
All right, Zombie.
Zombie, what time is it where you are?
To me, 5:01 a.m.
5:01.
What time did you wake up today?
I kind of wake up around, like 12 or 7. 7, no, sorry.
7 in the evening?
7
in the morning.
I went out to rent some movies and get some Chinese food and all that stuff.
Ooh, and
I went out and got
myself
a whole bunch of Dr. Pepper and Mountain Dew.
So you woke up at 7 in the evening?
Yeah. No, 7 p.m.
So you've been awake since 7 p.m. and you're still here with us. That's like 22 hours? Zombie, now we're doing this because...
I woke up at 7 p.m.
He woke up at 7 p.m.
7 p.m. Okay, that's in the evening. All right. So
no wonder he's up still.
So what you're saying is you're basically an unemployed, lazy sod.
Not really.
No. Okay, well, I'll say it then. You're an unemployed, lazy sod.
he's not really an unemployed, lazy sod. He's sort of.
No, we
know he works
at
Taco Bell.
Works at Taco Bell. I've got a picture of him working at Taco Bell on the page.
Que Taco Bell?
Yeah. Getting a raise pretty soon, 25 cents.
Ooh.
Did you say that last time?
Hey, man, put down the chalupa.
Chalupa, man.
Is it just me? Does anyone else want to string that dog up and use him like a fucking piñata? I'm like opposed to animal cruelty, but I don't think it would be cruel.
But...
beating the dog with a stick until basically candies came out of his ass? What are you talking?
Okay, Zombie. Phone in an hour.
Phone in another hour? Okay, that'd be 6 o'clock. Okay, see ya.
Say what the hell?
Okay, what the hell?
All right.
Whoa.
Still conducting his life from inside that sleeper hold. As I can see.
There's a great quote at the beginning of the show, before the show came on. Reading what Zombie types is like reading something that was translated to Japanese and English back 5 times. You ever done that?
Yes.
With the translator?
Yep.
Translate it back and forth until you can sort of understand what it's meaning, but it's
provided you have a decent comprehension skill. You know,
the problem is there's just some idiogrammatic things that just don't translate from one language to the other.
No.
So you end up with some of this sort of garbled...
alien language?
Pigeon-speaking kind of weirdness.
English is a half-understood third language.
Actually, the way it kind of reminds me is...
the hearing impaired.
Yeah, exactly. Is like, have you ever heard, the Superman comic, the way Bizarro talks? Me, I'm good? You know, that's basically the way it kind of comes across.
Oh, I had a good story about some kid was shot for using sign language. He was shot in a drive-by because
the gang thought
he was making gang signs.
Boys and girls, if this ain't the sign of the end times, where it's basically at the point where you have to pick up your shovels and march on society, I don't know what is.
No.
I don't know what you're waiting for, because it's not going to become too much clearer than what you just heard. Somebody was shot because he was trying to talk using sign language.
And they thought he was showing some gang signs. Well, he probably did. I mean, their hands
are... Oh, we didn't mean to see him out. Well, I thought he was telling, like, we was from another gang. So we basically, you know, like, we popped a cap in his ass, you know. It was a completely misunderstanding. We are very upset over this thing. So we'd like to ask all of, like, the deaf people that are using AnSlam to just stay the fuck out of our territory, okay? You know, then these tragedies wouldn't occur anymore. You know? Shut the fuck up. Kill them. Kill them now.
Guns don't kill people. Sign language kills people.
That's right.
Where are the vigilantes? That's what I want to know. I was promised vigilantes, okay? You know, at some point, somebody said society was going to fall and we were going to see vigilantes, okay? That was the only way we're going to see justice anymore. It was vigilantes. I don't see vigilantes anymore.
No superheroes in tights.
I don't care about superheroes. I just want people with guns killing people. Actually, we have that. The problem is, it's idiots killing people. I want people killing idiots. Have I been any less clear on that?
I don't think there's a good screening process. That's the problem. We need an idiot screening process first. You've got to develop that.
I understand. I realize there are lapses in this. I understand. It's not a perfect theory.
Forms to fill out.
But let's put it this way.
Playoffs.
Nobody's making the effort. We got to take the first step. I'm not saying that basically innocent people won't die in the process, but hey, there's always basically, you got to crack a few eggs to make an omelet, okay?
I personally hate omelets, but that's another subject.
Here's a great website that, I love advertising. And this is advertising taken to the extreme.
Uh-huh.
These people attached to a steamroller kind of thing and took to the beach with it. And there's advertising on this steamroller, and they cover the beaches in advertising. Skippy peanut butter throughout the whole beach.
Oh, please tell me somebody's making this up.
No, this is a legitimate company.
Please, Jesus, tell me somebody is making this up.
And they
let this be an urban legend. I don't care.
There's a webpage. You can hire these people.
Fuck, the one about the rat, basically, and from Mexico can be true, okay? Please, God, let this be an urban legend.
Can I just say something? Yes. I really, really want to park my towel on the Tampax one.
Watch it.
On the Tampax ad on the ground, I'm going to park my towel right there.
and just to be nice, every third one they say, please don't litter. And that makes up for it all,
just
right?
Just don't litter and cover up our advertising.
That's right.
You know, they
say it's all environmentally friendly. It washes away every day.
You know, and somebody said...
And we come back tomorrow morning and do it again.
And somebody basically thought the idea of putting a giant fucking billboard in space was a bad idea. And they stopped them, which, you know, thank friggin' Christ. You know, moments like that
we
actually...
We can always look up and look at the moon and... Look at Coke or the Nike swoosh to cut.
Moments like that and basically classical music are like the only points where I actually think this fucking species is worth the goddamn skin it's printed on, okay? But, you know, then they turn around and give us Beach Scroll, okay? Christ.
Think of how easy it would be to just, like, print over those. All you need is, like, a little steamroller at home. Yeah, a little steamroller. So they've got like those little, but they're like little keggers with handles on.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Or just follow behind the steamroller with a rototiller.
Yeah.
Yep.
I would wonder if they would try and fucking sue you for that, because I'd love to fucking hear that one. I'd love to fucking hear that one.
Everybody
comment. Oh, Jesus, that would that would make my life worthwhile. That would give me the impetus to pick up a fucking shovel. I swear to God, personally. I mean, I talk a lot of bullshit, but do you ever see a shovel in my hand? No. I am weak. I still care enough about my freedom and the fact that I do not want to get into a death shootout with the cops yet, that I have never picked up a shovel and beat someone to death who truly deserved it. It's coming, though. We all know the way I have to fucking respond. I've gone through, two fucking incidents in the last 2 weeks where I had to basically... drop a load of justice on somebody on the SkyTrain.
That's right. Too many SkyTrain scum fucks.
Well, I think we've sorted out the issue with Moonbug.
Sorted it out?
Yeah, what happens there is if you email join@thecult.org
and
you do it more than once, it'll only send you one. It won't keep sending them to you.
I've already signed up from this one.
Yeah, that's
oh.
right. That's why I didn't show up. Now, really? Our good buddy Gloom there.
Oh, it's a one-time.
Yes.
It's set for one time.
Yeah. So I don't really know where not to set that off on there, because I couldn't find it anywhere.
Oh, okay. Because I know that there is options. It's like an away message, like you're on vacation.
Yeah, it's a vacation message. That's where it's posted. But
there's an option to say not send it more than once, because if the guy's away and you want to send him a bunch of mail over time, you're like, fuck, I know you're away. I just want the fucking vacation message once. That's an option.
Oh, I see.
So you just got to find where it is, where it says, send it lots of times.
There's one that says delete old messages. I couldn't see it anywhere.
Don't think so. Here's
Sim, do you mind if we turn on this little fan here? Because I am melting here.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's kind of cool.
It's, it's the Efferdin. You know, it's basically brought our body temperature up to a few thousand degrees.
It's on the side. It's the knob. It's very cleverly. The other one. I
figure basically two more of those pills and I'll actually develop superpowers. It'll be cool.
No,
or die, you know.
No more pills for you.
No more pills for you. I ran across this on eBay looking for one of my favorite sites. No Means No, one of my favorite bands. And apparently New Year's Eve, 1999 to 2000, No Means No, Mr. Bungle, and the Kids of Whitney High played all together. Do you remember the Kids of Whitney High?
No way.
Oh,
the Kids
of Whitney High, my favorite song.
The
Ins that they're gonna get you. That's
amazing.
So I put that in the IRC, and we're gonna play that song right now.
Oh.
It's a classic.
I manually mailed Gloom Bunny.
That's
I got
good.
The entire questionnaire, and I managed to mail
excellent.
It to her. So
she'll be happy about that.
So yeah, basically, are we going to hear the insects are going to get you?
The insects are going to get
you. By the Hockey Helmet Brigade themselves.
Oh, yeah.
The Kids of Whitney High.
I've got a picture of the lead singer. I haven't put it up on the webpage, but it will be going up. He is mighty.
We'll just play the song.
He has no helmet, but he is mighty. And here's Insects by the Kids of Whitney High. They are big stars. Mr. Bungle did the music.
Oh, It's time for another rant.
Get ready to listen to
John Kennedy,
the cult
leader.
For more info on cult and John Kennedy, email
join at thecult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel.
Racism. Racism is a pretty fucked up thing, you know? You go down to the Old South, what do you got? You got all these guys running around with guns and crosses and lighting shit on fire. Why are they lighting crosses on fire anyway? Hey, shithead, you with the hood, why don't you try taking the hood off, okay? Fuck face, fuck nuts, fuck head. Why don't you try doing that stuff? Like, why exactly are you proud to be white? What's the great accomplishment of your race other than spreading disease? Mind you, I mean, we got all that reverse racism. Reverse racism. Wait, there's no such thing. Reverse racism is love. And there's not really enough love happening, is there? No. No, there's not. No, what we need, in fact, is we need more love, less hate. All these people in Alabama who are so proud to be fucking white, it doesn't mean a goddamn thing. And wait, what happens when people start to augment their bodies? What happens when people start to wet wire? What happens when they begin to enhance themselves? What happens when we wind up with Franken people who want to do what they want to their bodies? Right now, it's only body piercing. You get an earring, you've got a tongue ring, you've got a nipple ring, you've got a nail sticking through your fucking head. Why did you do that? It doesn't really matter. It's their business, their body. They're fucking right. They can do what they please. But if we don't get a handle on this racism, the hate, it's going to completely fuck our culture. The time has come, it's past, okay? The KKK, they're dying out, just like the Masons and all the rest of them. They're all fucking dying. Dead fucking Masons, okay? Die. So why is there still racism? Why is this happening? Why are people still all bent up on the do with the color? Because eventually, when we begin to really augment themselves, that's going to totally fuck up our culture unless we can get over it. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking
man. Hello, hello, hello. We are back.
We're back again. Back once again.
Back once again.
We had
I can't hear you, Dak.
We had a couple of moments there, and, you know, I could have basically gone to the bathroom during our break, but, yeah, I think I'll stick around and listen to this shit.
Watch out, the insects will get you.
Oh, fuck.
I was getting low there, but I think I'm okay. I got up and moved around. I think it's important that we get up and move around.
Yes.
Once in a while, because we've been parked on our ass here for quite some time. But now, I got up and I moved around. I physically emailed. Well, physically emailed. Is that even possible?
Physically emailed
I
myself.
I crawled inside the data. This master control program has sentenced your programs to fight in the games. So, there's
a way back.
Okay, but anyway. what we're going to be doing is we've already emailed Gloom Bunny, and I've got to find some fucking settings in the goddamn John@thecult.org.
I swear I've emailed it twice from the same account.
So that's why it was all fucked up. But that's okay. I physically emailed her, and people shouldn't be emailing it more than once.
Actually,
anyway.
True.
I have an idea. I have this kind of insane, twisted, fucked up thought running through basically what short-circuited neurons I've got called a brain. Why don't we ask our listeners what the fuck they want to hear from us? Well, we've got
like
26. What do they want to hear us? What do they want to hear us talk about? Do they have anything they want to hear us rant, bitch, complain? I mean, we have our basically bullshit that we always talk about. What do they want to hear us talk about?
Sure, bring up a topic and we'll talk about it.
Let's go to the IRC. See who's sticking around the IRC.
That's right. If you basically don't type into the IRC or you can't, haha, you don't count.
What time is it right now?
2:26. If it matters.
It doesn't really matter.
Sure. Give that woman a mic.
Here's my question. Why do so many fucking people die from having vending machines fall on them?
Because they're not reading
natural,
those little words.
Natural selection. In action. Yep. Yeah, that's
that
God.
That is it.
It's not really natural. It's kind of technical selection.
Yeah.
No.
It's pure Darwinian physics.
It is, because you see, the moron pulls the heavy object over on top of himself, and he dies. Why does this happen? Because in some ways God is just.
It's kind of like the modern equivalent of like somebody from the caveman kind of days thinking he's going to go play with the big kitty.
Yep. Go play with the big kitty.
It's a drummer thing to do.
They thought they heard something about getting money out of by tipping it over, getting the free pop.
What I want to know is, where do they get these statistics from? I've seen a lot of car accidents. I've seen a lot of heart attacks. I've seen a lot of people getting hit by cars and bike accidents and all this kind of shit. I have never yet seen anyone have a vending machine fall on them. And
it's
kind of
like that
safe.
Killer car, that Monty accident. Python killer car thing. What happens is that people are walking down the street and the vending machine goes, ah! fucking smacks them. Dr. Pepper alone has killed a number of them. You know, they'll be like,
by the way, before Sean does a joke, as Sean goes off there for a second, I want to step in here and actually say, no fucking lie, didn't see a guy dead. I did see a guy come in with a broken arm and a broken leg.
From a pop machine.
From a pop machine.
You know, I just had this weird fucking vision of Silence of the Lambs with Anthony Hopkins part played by a vending machine.
Do not approach the glass. If the vending machine tries to give you something, do not accept it. Do not give the vending machine anything. I'm right here at the end of the hallway.
Perhaps a Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper. Dr. Pepper. Dr. Pepper lyrics lines consist of you know, at the end of the movie where she's on the phone, she's going, Dr. Lecter, and so that'd be Dr. Pepper.
Smell your yop.
I can smell your cunt. Well, that's fucking nice. I, however, cannot. Dr. Lecter and Chloe
I would like to step in for a moment here with talking about this.
New movie coming. Hannibal.
Yep. I read the book. Now, if you don't want to know, I do not know if the screenplay for the movie is going to follow the book. So if you don't want to hear this, cover your ears for the next couple of minutes. Turn down the sound. I'm going to have to, because I'm going to give anybody who wants a warning to listen to me. I'm going to give you a chance to have a warning, okay?
We don't see Anthony Hopkins' ass, do we?
No. Well, I don't know, but here's the 2 points in the book. This is a basic premise. One of Hannibal's victims from the first time survived.
Right.
This guy was very rich. His family owns huge amounts of, basically meatpacking.
Right.
So they're, all into cattle and pigs and everything. This guy is so rich, pretty much the county that he lives in does whatever the fuck he wants. The sheriff, he owns the police there, the whole bit. Okay, now, I had no problem with that. I had no problem that he wanted vengeance against Hannibal. I mean, if you leave me to the point where all I have is one eye without an eyelid that they have to have, water sprayed on my eye every 3 seconds to keep it moist, and one hand who can kind of move around, and no lips, so, you know, I sound like I'm a fucking machine when I'm talking, I'd want vengeance, too. I have no problem with this.
I would have vengeance.
I have no problem.
Send the Dr. Pepper machines after.
Exactly.
We are the masters of Earth. Go forth, my vending machine. Destroy.
I have no problem. Now, you see, if he had done that, it would have been a tiny bit more realistic than what they had happened in the book.
What they have happened in the book?
Well, he wanted Dr. Lecter eaten alive. Okay. So he bred, no fucking lie, killer pigs.
As opposed to regular pigs?
Yes, he breeds
killer pigs.
He breeds killer pigs. He maxed
killer pigs. They made him eat killer bees, and when the pigs snorted the bees, stung him.
No. I am not making this up. So Hannibal gets through all this because Clarice, who's getting fucked around by somebody else in the FBI, and because she caught what was his name, Buffalo Bill, before this guy did, he's got it in for her. So he's trying to ruin her career. So Clarice goes out on a limb and tries to... She knows this guy is going to kill Lecter, so she wants to bring Lecter in alive.
Sean.
So...
Prophet Quoth says, I hear the Marge noise coming from the Dark One.
Why?
I have no idea. She can respond later. Something you said?
What was I saying?
I have no idea.
Continue on.
Okay, no, I don't think so.
It's all your fault. I wonder if they've been listening all night.
Dark One, have I done something wrong? Fuck you, Whip. My wife would fucking rip your whole head off.
So anyhow, it the very end, Hannibal and Clarice go off, and with about a half a day worth of quote unquote psychological reconditioning, Clarice Starling turns around and decides to join Hannibal, and they go off to Europe. And eat people and live happily ever
fucking
after.
Fucking A, man. That's awesome. I love crazy people love stories. You know, one time I was watching 60 Minutes. That's awesome. I love crazy people love stories. I was
cultural
watching 60 Minutes
wasteland.
One time. There was this vampire chick. She was like, Miss, I'm a vampire. I'm you know, goth queen, you know, pasty white, fuck all the rest of it, right? And these people, like, have totally lost touch with reality. Anyway, she met this guy. in a bar. Now, she was primo fuck day, like, whoa, major head trip. And it just so happens that fate had it where she was in a bar, and in some fit, there's a guy who showed up at the bar, too, who also was major head case fucked. And they either rewrote their own history, but she decided at a moment, he's here. And she looked up, and she saw him, and he saw her, and they both thought the same thing, and they fell madly into this insane love thing. And they would, like, sit and stare at each other, you know, for hours. And they would have this insane love for each other, like, just madness, obsession, neurosis, but they each have it, and they feed off of it, off each other, so they're, like, insane, and they, like, would lick each other's fingers and shit, which I think is great. I love that kind of love. I think it's great. So what happens is they all go to parties. They're together all the time. They're finally, oh, I love you. No, I love you. But this goes on for like 6 months, 8 months. You know what I mean? Like way past the courting phase where it's, you know, normal. And they're at a party. And this guy goes up to the goth chick and says, so what's up with you? And he's in the kitchen getting a drink. And she says, I don't wish to talk with you. And she looks over to her man, right, because, you know, she's obsessed. And he says, well, whatever, you fucking snobby goth bitch, right? Or he said something to her. He hears this. He starts from the kitchen, runs across, grabs Buddy, goes out the patio door, over the railing, three stories down onto concrete. Smack! Feeding him the whole way down. Right?
He followed him. The two
of them.
Oh,
yeah. Pulled. He's right off the top. He's fine. He's not a problem. Crazy people are great. But Buddy people, you know, broke his fucking scapula. Ow, my scapula. You know, and he, like, completely was fucked up. But anyway, the cops show up, right? And he rode this guy, attempted murder, the whole nine yards. Anyway, it got, you know, channeled down that he was attempted manslaughter, assault, you know, whatever, because this guy's wigged. He says, I am, you know, her dark lord. Like, in court, I am her dark lord, and she is my mistress. She's swooning from the box, and the judge is like, whoa, these are some fucked up people here. You know, so Rusty, shoot this motherfucker, right? Walker would have been like, whoa, this is all wrong. You guys are way fucked.
Pang.
Pang, yeah. So the reason why I was on 60 Minutes is because he got, like, 8 months in prison. And every day, she goes down to the prison in wicked goth garb. So you can imagine this gray, you know, prison governmental fucking forum. And this chick with, like, the long, flowing, train black wedding dress kind of shit is showing up every day. And she sits and they touch the glass and they stare at each other for, like, an hour and a half. And they don't talk. I think that's fucking sexy. I think that's
okay. That's basically a little disturbed, but guess what? I don't really have too much of a problem with it. I'm not going to basically say kill him, kill her.
No, I think it's wonderful. So when I say the reason,
put them on an island someplace where they can be happy.
A little bit of a problem there with, you know, the impulse control thing. You know, like throwing Buddy, you know, the three floors down.
I have no problem with that. If somebody fucking talked to Dark One like that, I'd feed him out.
Okay, I can understand basically.
People talking is different from actually doing something.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Somebody insults my woman, my hand is basically going through.
No, if somebody called, fuck, man, and then say, what would happen? I'm not there. Okay, Dark One's there. Someone goes, yeah, whatever, bitch. Desmond fucking feed that guy to a wall.
I'd put my hand through him.
Oh, wow, you get to fit in the light socket. You know, wow, I'm going to stuff you through this mail slot. You know, fuck me.
Actually, that sounds like a segue for what happened to me today.
Well, what happened to you today?
With basically when I was helping move Tracy.
Oh, yeah. This is a funny one. Well, Tracy had this
guy.
She
went out with for like 2 weeks until she kind of like got to know him and basically realized, whoa, I chose poorly.
You have chosen poorly.
So Tracy said, in order to basically end it quickly and fast, Tracy said, and I quote, I'm just not really ready for a relationship. I've got some problems right now. I just basically don't really need to see anybody right now. So can we just be friends? So the two of them stay friends. Him, the only reason he's a friend with Tracy is because he believes somewhere deep down that, you know, it can work. If he just proves himself.
If I can just, you know, prove myself.
I can't really talk because.
Fuck that, you can talk.
No, I basically, how long was I hung up on Kathy?
That doesn't mean shit. Just because you were a mental case doesn't mean you can excuse this guy being one.
No, I'm not saying, I'm basically, I didn't, you know, interfere with basically her life, but the thing is, I had like a heart on for, exactly like that, for what, 5-6 years for this girl?
Yeah, so. But you never got all fucking up in anybody's face about it.
No, but basically I did get bent out of shape when somebody else went out with her. Remember, I was basically going out getting drunk.
Mm-hmm.
You were there.
Yeah, no, that's true. But you never caused problems in her life.
No.
Exactly. So.
But that's because I'm a decent human being.
Yeah, exactly. My point. Now.
So this guy, however, does not believe, knows Tracy and me are going out. As far as he's concerned, Tracy is going out with no one. So Tracy's moving today. If he finds out about it, he shows up to give her a hand.
Fair ball.
I show up to give her a hand. So do a bunch of other people. I show up, see Tracy, walk over, give her a kiss. He fucking hits the roof.
Wig.
What the fuck are you doing touching her? Excuse me? Get your fucking hands off her. Pardon?
I'm not comprehending that.
I'm not. I'm not snapping. He's actually confused. I'm confused. I'm really confused. I have no idea.
Dak is very good with this sort of thing. He talks to me and talk, but in an actual situation, he's very controlled. It's pretty cool.
I am like, uh-huh, what? And he's like, so basically Tracy says, Desmond and I are going out. You fucking said that basically you weren't even interested in anybody right now. What the fuck are you doing going on with this guy? I came down here to help you move, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, it is time for me to step in.
Yeah.
So I went, look, calm down. Can we just step over here and talk? What? Fuck you, you asshole. No. Can we just step over here and talk? So we go over away from Tracy, away from the other people.
What's Tracy doing? Well,
she's like, Yeah. So we're sitting there. We're
any key to continue.
Yeah. Yeah, I have to admit, that was what was going on. Yeah. So she was confused. She did not know how to handle this. She was worried, I think, that I was going to basically just...
Right.
The two of us were going to start going at it. So I take him over and I say, look, I understand you're upset. I would be too, probably, in your shoes. In the same situation, I'd be upset too. But Tracy is, like, stressed out right now about enough shit that's on in her life. She's trying to move. That's stressful in itself.
Oh, yeah.
She does not need the two of us doing macho moose, bull moose bullshit over which of us basically gets to go out with her. Or which basically, and you're not going to prove to her that, the better man by kicking my ass or me kicking yours. So, like, just calm down. I don't fucking like you touching her, okay? I don't like being, I'm being fucking played here. That's what I think. Okay, you're not, okay? I don't know what happened. I meant nothing to you. Tracy is basically, me and her are going out now. I'm sorry if that upsets you.
Right.
But what you can do here is one of three things. You can basically be mad about this, and you can leave. You can be a man about this, and you can help Tracy move, which is what you came here for and what I'm here for, to help out somebody we both care about. Or three, the two of us can hang around. The two of us can basically help her move. We can both be quiet. We don't have to basically, get upset about any of this thing. And when we're all done, the two of us can go off someplace, and I can tie you in a fucking knot.
Which he reacted poorly.
Yeah, he basically went, fuck you, and he turns around, stops off, gets into his car, takes off, squeals the tires, because, that makes your point,
yeah,
right?
Nothing beats running away.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And running away fast.
And Tracy comes over and says, what did you say to him? And I'm like, I just basically said that, he can either hang here and help you move, or, the two of us can basically act like jerks about this. And apparently he wanted to act like a jerk.
Yep.
I mean, that's not exactly the truth, but, as a girl, what do you think?
As a woman.
As a woman, what is your opinion about how I handled the situation?
I think you handled it very well. If you had thought about it, she would have been very, very mad. Because it's embarrassing for her. And also, it's not cool.
To what?
It's not cool to fight.
Bad fight.
Violence is bad. Violence is bad.
Violence is very bad. If someone came up and was giving me a rough time and I couldn't get out of it, I'd want him to step in. But.
Step on. If you can avoid it
at all costs, I think that's a lot cooler.
I'm really weird that way.
Violence first, for Sean.
No. It's not so much violence first. I have what I call launch codes.
Yes. No shit. I was there. I saw the keys turned.
It's really weird. Usually you get mad like whoa, boom, right? But it doesn't work like that with me. I'd be like, sun is shining, how good to be alive, right?
And then something trips the breaker.
And then I walk into Princess Auto. and there's a guy yelling at my wife. What are you fucking stupid? Click. That's it. That's launch code. That's launch code.
Did you hit the guy?
No.
Well, this hasn't happened.
This has not happened.
Oh, okay. All right.
No, I, like...
theoretical.
At that point, it's close with and destroy the enemy. He falls into the category of enemy. And God forbid, one of the staff goes, oh, hey, Sean, because now he's now preventing me from defending my life, now puts him in the enemy category. So, yeah, it's bad. Yeah, that's...
Someone's here. Hi, you're at the door of Rant Radio. Who's this?
This is Ronan Medic.
Ah, Ronan Medic. Woohoo! Ronan Medic has arrived.
The gaming must be over.
Yep.
About that time, is it?
Yes, it is.
Gaming overtime?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's all right. No big idea. So,
At least he fucking showed up.
Hey, he did.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's cool.
I haven't seen the kid in about 2 weeks. I actually really miss him because I'm sorry, I like the kid. He can be basically really twisted, but then hell, fuck.
As opposed to us as the well-adjusted crowd that
we are. Like I was just going to say, I'm not the most well-adjusted. Basically, you know, I'm not exactly the most.
We are the poster children for the dysfunctional.
Yeah, let's just say that in the knife drawer of life, I'm a fork.
What are you looking at?
I'm a fork, and not all my tangs are straight. Okay, this is.
Just looking at the MRC.
Okay,
see who's in the MRC still.
Lots of people in the IRC.
Did we get any decent chat topics?
No, they all sucked.
Chat topics? No, we had one about the chicks and the tests.
No. People suggesting them. I looked at them and they're like, oh my god, these are dumb.
Hey, man!
How you doing?
Ronan Medic.
Why, what's up?
What's the matter?
Oh, no.
1-year-old boy dying my arms today.
Oh,
that
that's gotta suck. Yeah. Apparently, Ronan Medic had an 11-year-old child die in his arms today. Wow. Boy variety.
I've walked down that road, kid. I know what you're talking about.
Perhaps we should give you a microphone and you could talk about the death of this 11-year-old child.
If you want. Get off your chest, or...
So what happened? Mind the chair. That chair's dead. You better sit on the floor.
Oh, okay. That one.
Use this one.
Have a seat. Or
thanks, I guess. Fair ball.
That chair will die.
Well, he'll be okay. Whatever.
Just sit on, like, cross your feet. Like, put your feet. Don't squat. You look like a catcher. You're basically, you know.
Behind the plate.
No, I've been bouncy all night. It's just one of those things. I haven't been able to settle down, so.
What happened?
Long story short, got to work. Everything was reasonably all right.
Where were you working?
Queen's Park Hospital.
Okay.
I was working tonight, and... normally we don't have a functional merge. Normally we're, an old folks home, for lack of a better term, a critical care center is technically what we are. We, you know, take care of the elderly.
What time does the emergency shut down at your place?
Technically we don't have one.
You don't have an emergency?
No, we're transport mostly. We're transport and long-term care. So I happen to be wandering out, just getting off the end of my shift. This only happened about 45 minutes ago now. I wasn't even supposed to be working tonight. I was supposed to be actually here at the Rant Radio Studios. I booked it off
right.
A long time ago, and I got called in on short notice to work from 3, technically till 11, but I ended up working till 2. I'm wandering out to my Jeep. I'm not even on duty anymore, and as luck would have it, I see a pair of feet sticking out from behind... an embankment of some type. I go and check it out, and there's this severely beaten 10, 11-year-old kid. Gray shorts, black top, bruised black eye, not really speaking too much. Roll him over, and that's pretty much when he stops breathing.
Mm-hmm.
I go pound on an emergency to call a crash team, and... proceed to do CPR on an 11-year-old child. That's when I find out later on, as I was there helping people do reports and all the rest of this good stuff, that the kid had been severely beaten and just left there.
Wow.
This was right
by your work?
Yeah.
It's a hospital, so they dropped the kid off after they beat the fuck out of him. Or somebody beat the fuck out of him. His friends were there, didn't want basically any questions, and dropped him.
Yeah. Mm, nice friends.
Well, that was my night. How's it going here at Rant Radio Studios?
Nobody's dead yet.
Nope.
However, if I take any more ephedrine, I will be.
Yep.
Well,
yeah.
Do you want to feel something? Check my pulse.
No, that's
all
right.
So,
unless
there's some witnesses to the body being dropped off or something
you
like that.
You wouldn't hear about the damn paper either.
What we have here is what they call in the homicide business a stone whodunit, because the body's been moved from a location and just dumped somewhere, and there's probably not much of physical evidence and not much of a crime scene. So.
Oh, I have homicide back
so
for
they're
you.
They're fucked.
And he died.
Yep, he passed away.
Wow.
Doctor called him about 8 minutes into it.
So to make the story even more morbid and depressing, probably never find the killers.
Oh, probably
unless
not.
Unless somebody basically comes in and basically squeals.
Well, now, which brings us... Now, that's a very somber notion. Okay, that's very somber. This person died.
Yes.
Very shitty.
Yep.
But this is why cult is important, you see. Because there's no age restriction in cult.
Mm-mm.
And I think it'd be kind of interesting if some 10-year-old cult member
mm-hmm.
were to call up and say, I get beat up a lot, and I had to go to the hospital a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
And I promise you,
there's
some
Ronin
who'd make a really neat fucking road trip to go
If you're within
like
the sound
that.
Of my voice,
oh my God,
I'd be more than happy to show up.
When we
up.
Get enough members, I'm actually going to come up with a protocol on a volunteer basis
yeah.
for people who will give pagers.
Yeah.
And these people who get pagers will give a pager number, and then there'll be a recorded, pre-recorded message, and we'll eventually have cult strike teams. That's
mm-hmm.
an eventual goal.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see that.
I would love to see that myself.
Where people can go, oh, shit's really gone down, and it's time for us to just do things.
And, you know, the Ronin section in your area, right?
Yeah, and you have your clans all set up, and, you know, you have your sub-cells and sects, and you can just do things.
Remember, boys and girls, this is why God invented the Louisville Sluggers.
Well, that's why there's the shovel. You know,
I agree. The shovel is a wonderful instrument. The Louisville Slugger is
a beautiful instrument,
in the fridge,
but it's limited
it.
In function.
It is, but
the shovel serves
everyone.
At least a dual purpose.
Jans, yeah. 1-2. It's basically a classic. I'm sorry, the Louisville Slugger is a classic. Have you ever basically gone a line drive on some guy's basically ribs with one?
No.
I have. There is something really sweet to that feel.
Well, in a situation like this, I mean, it's tragic.
Do you have any more lollipops?
Only one lollipop.
Oh, you rewrapped it.
Bathroom?
That's okay. No thanks.
No thanks. I was just worried
thanks
you were leaving.
Telling.
I didn't want you to leave. Don't leave.
I have a question. Is that a wig or did she dye her hair?
That's very much a wig.
Okay.
Very much a wig.
That's her new pet. That's her new favorite pet. She's
brings it everywhere, huh?
I think the original problem is she put it on. She said, "Do you like it, Steve?" And I went, "That's very interesting. It's very nice, you know." And she's like, "You don't like it?" I said, "Well, geez, it's like the cat. You know, I didn't know the cat this right with, but now I'm very fond of it. Give me a while." I went up the stairs, and the people who live upstairs, their reaction was initially like, "Oh my God, that is so cool."
So, and it stays.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think it looks good.
It looks pretty
all
cool.
I have to say is I got to get Tracy one of those.
Works for you, huh?
Is it working? I
get her to wear that cat costume.
You got
cat
it.
Cat costume and the blue hair.
You.
Very important makeup accessory. You have to get like the blue and white and the silver eyeshadow and other
go ahead,
accessories.
Dude.
It's all going to be done. It's a package deal.
Package deal. What
was the other part?
Would be the blue mascara, lipstick. She's got like a face powder that's sort of almost like a metallic aluminum sort of.
It's actually I don't mind the blue, but I'll tell you basically the black lipstick. I have to admit, like I said, I used to be for the goth thing, but what I saw at DJ Vortex for Texas basically has killed the goth thing for me.
Oh, there's a story.
Oh no, I've already told it. I've already told it. Somebody, a woman who basically, let's just say she's not in the best of shape, which I don't mind, but no, this is a little bit beyond not the best of shape.
I believe that a description that was also applied to some other people we know a few years back, and it was water buffaloes mating.
Having sex with a 300-pound pre-op transsexual.
I think that would be a good time to switch to another topic.
Oh, God.
I've got some songs fucking queued up, the last of my Canadian songs, but I have to get through them.
Yeah.
And the first one's by Mr. Right and Mr. Wrong called Canada is Pissed. And the next one is No Means No with Oh Canada, and they're actually the same band. But they have two different names. So here it is on Rant Radio, What the Hell.
Felt so proud, we got our own country. Lord Jesus be able to feed all those people with that single loaf of Wonder Bread and that half a can of tuna? We'll find out just as soon as we take this break to hear all about how you can vulcanize your sneakers at home for just pennies per shoe.
It's time for another rant.
Get ready to listen to
Sean Kennedy,
the cult
leader.
For more info on cult and Sean Kennedy, email
join at thecult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel.
You guys are both fucking light. If anything's over, I'm just gonna bash you over here.
So I'm driving my car on my way to work, and I find myself humming this tune, baby, and so let's do it like we do on the Discovery. Wait a minute, I hate that fucking music. And then I come to the realization that because I listen to the radio, the music that's playing there is being ingrained into my subconscious, and I realize that, wait a minute, I've never liked this music. I hate all this music. This music sucks ass. But because it's being constantly repeated on you, repeated on you, because it's constantly repeated on you, because it's constantly repeated on you, you have to like it. After a while, you just get it enforced into your head, and you can't get rid of these fucking songs by the Backstreet Boys and Britney fucking Spears and all these other asshole boy-girl groups that just lit. And then every now and again, you get on this one fucking radio station, you get like one song every three fucking months as a tidbit that you actually care about the song. You're like, oh, I really like this song. And then like a moron, you call in and you're like, oh, could you play that song again, please? I just want to hear it one more time. Because you have to hear a good song because they're force feeding this shit on you. I know the latest Pearl Jam songs. Do I want to know the latest Pearl Jam songs? No! I fucking hate Pearl Jam. I hate them! Jeremy's back. You know, give me a fucking break. But I know the songs because they're force-fed into my fucking head. I can almost give you the goddamn track order. I don't need this fucking information. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.